జయం శుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభయచరణారవింద భక్తివేదాంత గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ శీల ప్రభుపాదకి జయం మిథిలా ప్రవిష్ట విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహారాజ్ శీల ప్రభుపాదకి అనంతగోడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శిలహరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోపగోపినాథ శ్యామగుండ రాధాగుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన ధామికి మాయపూర్ ధామికి మధురపురి ధామికి జగన్నాథపురి ధామికి ద్వారకాపురి ధామికి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌర్ ప్రేమానంది ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీ శిశి శ్రీ గురువు అని గౌరంగ ఆల్ గ్లోరీ శిశీల ప్రభుపాద నమామి శుభదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిని నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వదేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ
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 సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మమ కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహ గృహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాల్ శ్రీమద్భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి శ్రీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవసాగరే మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలః సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోస్తవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్త్వం నో యద ప్రభో నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వ పాప ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖ శమన తం నమామి హరిం పరం జన్మాద్యస్య యదోన్వయాదితరదశ్చాతేష్ విజ్ఞస్వరాన్ తేనే బ్రహ్మ హృదయ ఆదిగవయే ముహ్యంతి యత్సూరయ తేజో వారిమృతం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృషా ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్త కుహగం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి ధర్మ ప్రోజిత కైదవోత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణం సదా వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృదే కిం వా పరైరీశ్వర సద్యో హృద్య వరుద్యదేత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రూషుభీ తక్షణా నిగమకల్పదరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుకముఖాదమృతద్రవ సంయుతం పిబద భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసిగా భువి భావుకాః సచ్చిదానందరూపాయ విశ్వోల్పత్యాదిహేతవే తాపత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నమః యం ప్రవ్రజంతం హనుపేతమపేతకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహగాదరమజుహావ పుత్రేదిదన్మైదయత్తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిమానతోస్మి యస్వానుభావమఖిలశ్రుతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపమతిదిదీర్షదాం తమోన్నం సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనుముపయామి గురుం మునీనాం నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయముదీరయేన్ కమనీయ కిశోరముగ్ధమూర్తే కలవేణుపునిదాదృదాననేందోః మమ వాచి విజృంభదాం మురారేర్ మధురీం నక్కనికావి కావికావి నమామి విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి నిధి నామినే नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रजारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशदारिणी श्रीमल गुरुचरणारविंदाभ्याम नमः। वंदे नंदव्रज स्त्रीणां पादरेणुमीष्णश यासां हरिगदोद्गीतं पुनादि भुवनत्रयं गोपीचरणारविन्दपरमाणवे नमः। पीतांबरं करविराजितचक्रशङ्खं कौमोदकी सरसिजं करुणासमुद्रं राधासहायमतिसुन्दरमन्दहासं वातालये शमनिशं हृदि भावयामि। कोमलं कुजयन्वेनं श्यामलोयं कुमारक वेदवेद्यपरं ब्रह्म वासदाम्बुरदो मम। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घय देवीं यल्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीकृष्णाय नमः। श्रीमद्राधिकाय नमः। सर्वत्र गोविन्दनाम सङ्कीर्तनं गोविन्द गोविन्द। ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवतां नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिनां मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवति अष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्ब त्वामनुसन्धदामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी। नमोऽस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे फुल्लारविन्दायुधपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णप्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयप्रदीप। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय तोत्रवेत्रैकबाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः। सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपालनन्दन पार्थो वत्ससुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महद् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं। श्मद्रोणतटा जयद्रथजल गान्धार नीलोल्पल शल्यग्राहवती कृपेण वहनी कर्णेन वेलाकुला अश्वत्थामा विकर्णघोरमकरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनी सोत्तीर्ण खलु पाण्डवैरणनदी कैवर्तक केशव। पाराशर्यवज सरोजममलं गीतार्थगन्धोत्कटं नानाख्यानकेसरं हरिकथा सम्बोधनाभोदितं लोकैः सज्जनषल्पदैरहरः पेबीयमानं मुदा भूयाद्भारतपङ्कजकलिमलप्रध्वंसिनश्रेयसे। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यल्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदस्त्वन्वन्दि दिव्यैस्तवैर्वेदैर्सङ्गपदैर्क्रमोपनिषदैर्गायन्ति यं सामगाः। ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदसुरासुरगणैः देवाय तस्मै नमः। सर्वत्र गोविन्दनाम सङ्कीर्तनं गोविन्द गोविन्द। So, last Sunday, we saw that how what Krishna mentions in the Ekadasha Skandam, that Krishna says, whatever I have spoken in the Vedam, people have, according to their modes of nature, they have accepted at different levels. And therefore, these different conclusions have come from the Vedam. And sometimes it can develop in such a way that people take it in the wrong way. Many, many things in spiritual life also. We saw this example of what I mentioned about Appaya Dikshitar's case. How the followers accepted trying to follow Appaya Dikshitar, but at the same time, how misunderstandings have come into their own mind about the principles of spiritual life. So, these things do happen because of the various levels of different modes of nature present in the people. Accordingly, they will accept it. Even if the Acharya has spoken in the mode of goodness, when it is received by the disciple, he will accept it according to his modes of nature. We cannot help that. That is what Krishna's point is. We can't help. And therefore, these various conclusions also from the Vedic literature. So, some time back, this has been very prominent, particularly in the Hindu society, because of the rigid following up of these rules. That sometimes the different rules and regulations created created in the society by those who are following these rules and regulations rigidly, it can develop into misunderstanding as well. So Krishna's point is that you have so much faith in all these different rules and regulations. Why that same faith does not develop in the Bhakti Yogam? Why does that not happen? That is Krishna's question. Why does that not happen? That is what Krishna is asking in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He says that even though there is Vedam is accepted as an authority, even though Acharyas have spoken about that, in the name of all that, you don't have to degrade in that way. That is important principle. Even though Vedam has spoken in a particular way, and Acharyas have interpreted that and commented in a particular way, does not mean that you have to degrade yourself, because bhakti is above all that. Bhakti is above all that. And then after that, in that chapter, you will see in the 14th chapter, Krishna has only one thing to say, that glorifying bhakti, that is what you will find in the 14th chapter. Krishna leaves behind everything, all the rules and regulations, and continuously glorifying bhakti. That Krishna is saying here, and that bhakti is above all these things, above these rules and regulations. And then afterwards Krishna glorifies bhakti, and he spoke a lot about that in many, many verses. And finally he is saying there, Badhyamano Bimal Bhakto Vishayai Ajitendriyaha Praya Pragalbhaya Bhaktya Vishayai Nabhibhuyate Badhyamano Bimal Bhakto Vishayai Rajitendriya Praya Pragalbhaya Bhaktya Vishayai Nabhibhuyate. Krishna's point is this, that Badhyamano Bhi Mad Bhakta. You will see many verses about bhakti. When Krishna starts talking about bhakti, it seems that even Krishna is very emotional about that. He says, you can see from verse 13, 14, 12, all of them. My yarpida alpana sabhya nirabhekshasya sarvada. My alpana sukham yatal kudasya albushay alpanam. Aginjanasya dandasya shandasya samache edasa. Maya sandushtamanasa sarva sukhamaya disham. Krishna's point is, the bliss or happiness that is experienced by a devotee won't be available for anybody else. Nobody else will get that. And therefore, it is important to acquire that devotion. And Krishna says here that na parameshtyam, na mahendradishnyam, na sarvabhaumam, na rasadhipatyam, na yoga siddhi, apunarbhavam va, mayarpi dalmechadi madvinanyad. That he is asking, he is saying there, if you ask a devotee, this is proper devotee, if you ask a proper devotee, Krishna says, I will go and ask him, that can I offer you liberation? The devotee will say, mayarpi dalmechadi madvinanyad, that now all I want to do is to serve you. And in other words, Krishna is not, the devotee is saying that I do not want anything from you, but I just want to be your servant forever. I just want to serve Krishna without any expectation return from anything. And that is the point Krishna mentions, niravaksham munim shandam nirvairam samadarshinam anubrajam yaham nityam puye edi angri renubhi. Nirabeksham. Nirabeksham means no expectations. No abeksha. Not expecting anything. And no enmity towards anybody. And at the same time, no attachment anywhere. And Krishna says, without difference of day or night, without indifference, whoever serving me, I follow that person. Anuvrajami aham nityam puye yedi angri renubi. I carry the dust from his feet on my head, Krishna says. Because Krishna says that I offer my respects to that devotee. At that time the doubt came up. If you are like that, a devotee like that, does he not fall down from that state? Is it possible that he can fall in his life? He could also fall down, isn't it? Because things can happen. So will that degrade himself in that situation? At that time, Krishna is saying this, Badhyamano Bimal Bhakta. That is that word, verse you can see, the 18th verse. Badhyamano Bimal Bhakta Vishayai Ajidendriyaha Praya Pragalbhaya Bhaktya Vishayair Nabhibhuyate. He says to Krishna, says, Uddhava, first of all, my devotee won't fall. But by chance, if anything happens to him, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Abhijayit Sudhuracharo Bhajadema Mananya Bhag Sadureva Samandavya Samyak Ushaido Hisa, that all that problems he has got in his spiritual life, I will take it out from him, and eventually he will progress in the spiritual life. Never, Krishna says, never my devotee will fall. My devotee will fall. This particular statement Krishna has not spoken about one who follows the Karma Yogam or Jnana Yogam. Either about Jnani or a Karma Yogi who is following the Karma Yoga process, Krishna has not spoken about this. In the same way, Krishna has spoken about the devotee. Krishna has spoken about the devotee. So his point is that never Krishna said to the Jnani that if you degrade, I will take care of it. So Krishna has not spoken that. Badhyamanobi. Krishna is saying the used words there. Badhyamanobi mal bhakta. That means that never, he says, a devotee will fall. And if he falls, I won't be, it won't happen, and I'll make sure that he will come back to spiritual life. And even if something happens to that devotee, I will take care of it, he says. If you read those verses, you get the feeling that Krishna has a little bit partial towards the devotee. Towards the devotee. So, Only if you read those verses carefully, you will see this. So, the knowledge, renunciation, or your karmam, all these things is not what Krishna is paying attention to. If there is bhakti in the heart, then Krishna's point is knowledge, karmam, or vairagyam, all these things will follow that. Automatically it will come to that person. Like you can see in the Srimad Bhagavatam Mahalmyam, glorification of Bhagavatam in the Padma Puranam, it mentions that bhakti is represented as the mother. And jnanam and vairagyam, knowledge and renunciation as their children, as her children, isn't it? If the mother is very healthy, then the children also will naturally be taken care of very well. But if mother is unhealthy, she is very sick, she can't get up, and then the children's situation is also very, safe. Children's situation is also not very safe. So, if the mother is in a healthy state, then she will take care of the problems of the children. Similarly, that if we have bhakti to Krishna, if we have Krishna consciousness or bhakti to Krishna, and if the bhakti is strong inside, then that mother will take care of the children very well by giving her the milk and will bring them up very well, very nicely. Therefore, Krishna is saying there, what is required is bhakti in the heart. And it has to, we have to be fixed upon that. Nothing else he has to look at. Therefore, Krishna is saying, Uddhava, that put complete faith in the process of bhakti, and other things, issues, other issues, to get that person in the right way, that's my responsibility, Krishna says to Uddhava. And at the end of that chapter, end of Bhakti Yogam, Krishna says, in order that bhakti to get firm and fixed inside the heart, the best process is to meditation, meditation process. And at that time, Krishna is asking Uddhava that how should I perform the meditation, and and therefore that Dhyana Yogam process, meditation process, is spoken in the in that chapter. So there, Krishna is talking. So this word Bhakti Yogam itself is a new thing. In the olden days, Dhyana Yogam, what was spoken as Dhyana Yogam, has later on become Bhakti Yogam. So originally it was called as Dhyana Yogam. So Dhyana Yogam is the original word. Later on, Bhakti Yogam word has come in. So therefore you can see Dhyana Yogam has been spoken in that chapter while developing Bhakti. In relation to that, Krishna is saying, Yamam, Niyamam, Asanam, Pranayamam, in that way, purifying one's body and able to sit in one place, and from Mooladharam onwards, the different chakras in the body, right up to Brahmarantham, up to the top, there is so many discs in the body. In the Ashtanga Yogam they say this, isn't it? And in the Dhyanam process also the same thing is taken out. So, Mooladharam, Swadhisthanam, Manipuragam, Anahadam, Vishuddhi, Ajna, Sahasraram, Brahmarandram. That is the different locations in the body where the where the meditation happens. And eventually, by meditating at these various positions, you come up to the top, and you can decide about the presence of the Antaryami in the in the heart, and continue the meditation at that point. Eventually it dissolves in that point. So after some time, due to the dissolution of oneself in that Antaryami, one will lose all other identity. So that is the process through the Ashtanga Yogam, what that has been spoken there, which is also in them days, in the ancient times, that was referred to as Bhakti Yogam. Krishna is saying here, at some point he says, while performing this meditation, purely a blissful experience comes to him, and all other process of the meditation, object of meditation, and the process of meditation, everything disappears. All that remains is pure bliss. And that is what is called Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Nirvikalpa Samadhi. It is only possible to talk about that in the class in that way, because we don't have the experience of all that, isn't it? It is a topic like that. Anyway, while performing that meditation, it is good to know that there is some state like this, and it creates certain concentration for the person. At that time, Krishna, Uddhava asked this question. While performing this kind of meditation, this concentration and ekagrata, it is at that time all the siddhis comes while performing this meditation. Which are these siddhis while engaging in this kind of meditation? And in reply to that, he says there, anima mahima, all these siddhis, they are the siddhis what will come to that person who is absorbed in the meditation. Whether to make the body lighter than the lightest, like a grass, or it can make it bigger, like a mountain. And when you read all that, the siddhis what Krishna has spoken, it's very amazing things that can happen. But Krishna's point is, don't waste your time for the sake of these siddhis. And those are good enough to command respect from others. Others will honor you seeing the siddhis. They may say that you are a great siddha, but for the advancement in spiritual path, for the realization of the self, these things won't help. Krishna makes a statement like that. So these kind of things happens like that. Once in a famous temple, there was Bhagavatam was being spoken. Bhagavatam was being spoken, and few people were listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. Suddenly they heard a voice, sound from outside. What was happening was, outside the temple tank, one person was lying in the water with both hands open. On the top of the water he was just lying like that. Without going underneath the water, he was just lying in the water like that. So, loads of people have assembled there to watch this. They were attracted by that. A person is just lying in the water like that. So, just like the frogs lie in the water in the same way he was lying in the water. So, all the people who were there, they were very surprised to see that. And at the same time, Srimad Bhagavatam is going on inside the temple. And nobody wants there, but here the whole tank is covered with people everywhere. They are standing and watching this incident. So they were saying that, see how a great yogi he is, how advanced he is, really spiritual. So this kind of situations you will see in this world. And in one instance, one disciple told the spiritual master, he was coming to see him in a very shaken way, conditions, he said. So he asked him, what happened? He said, I have just come here crossing the Ganga River. I have come here. And when I looked, I saw one person walking over the water and crossing the river to the other side. The yoga power he has developed, that he could walk from one side of the river to the other side, over the water. He was just walking. So the spiritual master asked him, do you feel like walking in that way? He said, this person says, he is a very siddha, he has got siddhis, that's why he is able to do that. So the guru said to this disciple, that don't get upset with me if I tell you something. How long did he practice this to cross the river, to get this siddhi? How long did he practice in his life to come to this state of siddhi? He said, 28 years I heard he has practiced this to walk over the water. And The spiritual master told him, if it is like that, all he has to do is to say to Krishna, that give me a frog's body next life. Frog can also jump easily and get over to the other side. And there is no need for practicing it like this. Or otherwise, the boat service is there. That cost about 10 pence to cross from one side to the other side. And without getting wet, you can cross the other side. So, don't get attracted by all these kind of siddhis in spiritual life. Srimad Bhagavatam, the holy name, and the realizations in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are more valuable. They are more valuable. And that is the point Krishna was mentioning there. That don't get attracted by all this kind of magic. And Krishna has spoken this very openly in that chapter. Very openly in that chapter. And then in the next chapter, because of this, in that one chapter, in the next chapter, whole chapter, Krishna spoke about the siddhis. That is the 16th chapter. We'll read that chapter and then come to that. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. While talking about that siddhis, Krishna also mentioned that in order that how to perform the meditation for this purpose, Krishna's different vibhutis or opulences were spoken. And at that time, Krishna asked, what are those vibhutis, opulences? The same thing that comes in the Bhagavad Gita also. So that vibhutis have been spoken. The siddhis were spoken in the 15th chapter. And in the 16th chapter, Krishna spoke about the vibhutis. All these things is to facilitate the meditation. Facilitate the meditation. So, we'll read that. Shodashodhyaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Uddhava Uvaja, Tum Brahma Paramam Sakshal, Anadyantam Abhavrutam, Sarvesham Abhibhavanam, Tranastityapayod Bhavam, Uchavajeshu Bhudeshu, Durtnyayam Agradalpavi, Upasadetvam Bhagavan, Yathatathena Brahmanaha, Yeshu Yeshu Jabhaveshu, Bhaktiatvam Paramarshaya, Upasina prabhadyande samsiddhim tadvadaswame. Gudascharasi budalpa budanam budabhavana natvam pashyanti budani pashyantam mohidani te. Yakascha bhumaudi vivairasayam vibhudayo dikshumaha vibhude tamahyamakhyahyan bhavidaste namamide tirtapadangri patmam. Shri Bhagavanu Vacham. Evam edadaham prashta prasnam prasna vidam varya yuyulsuna vinashane sabatnai arjune inavai jnatva jnati vadham garhyam adharmam rajjahe dugam tato nivrutto handaham hatoyam idilaukikaham sadada purushavyakro yuktyame pradibodhida abhivashadamam evam yathatvam ranamurdhani aham almodhavami shambhudanam sukhrudishwara aham sarvani bhudani Tesham stitit bhavapeya, aham gadurgadi madam, kalakalayadam, aham gunanam japiham swamyam, guninait potigo guna, guninam apiham sutram mahadam jamahanaham, sushmanam apiham jivo, durjayanam ahamana, hiranegarbo vedanam mandranam pranavastrivil, acharanam agara osmi, padani chandasam aham. Indroham sarvadevanam, vasunam asmihavyavada, adityanam aham vishnu rudranam, nilalohida. Brahmarshinam Bhagurham Rajarshinam Ahammanu Devarshinam Naradoham Havidhanyasmi Denusho Siddheshwaranam Kabila Suparnoham Badatrinam Prajapadinam Dakshoham Pitranaham Aryamam Mam Vidyuddhava Daityanam Prahladam Sureshwaram Somam Nakshatraushadinam Dhanesham Yaksharakshasam Airavadam Gajendranam Yadasam Virunam Brahmam Tapta Andhumadam Suryam Manushyanam Jabhupatim Uchai Shravasturanganam Dhadunam Asmi Ganjanam Yamasam Yamadam Chaham Sarpanam Asmi Vasugi Nagendranam Anandoham Rigendra Shrangidam Shrinam Ashramanam Ham Duryo Varnanam Pradamo Naka തീർത്ഥാനാം സ്രോതസാം ഗംഗ സമുദ്രസരസാമഹം ആയുധാനാം ധനുരഹം ത്രിപുരഗ്നോ ധനുഷ്മദാം ദിഷ്ടാനാമസ്മ്യഹം മേരുർഗ്രഹണ ഗഹനാനാം ഹിമാലയ വനസ്പതീനാം അശ്വത്ഥം ഔഷധീനാമഹം യവ പുരോധസാം വസിഷ്ടോഹം ബ്രഹ്മിഷ്ഠാനാം ബൃഹസ്പതി സ്കന്ദോഹം സർവസേനാന്യാമഗ്രണ്യാം ഭഗവാന ച യജ്ഞാനാം ബ്രഹ്മയജ്ഞോഹം പ്രധാനാമവിഹിംസനം വായഗ്നിർക്കാംബുവാ ആത്മാ ശുചീനാമപ്യഹം ശുചി യോഗാനാം അല്പസംരോധോ മന്ത്രോസ്മി വിചികീഷതാം ആന്മീക്ഷികീ കൗശലാനാം വികൽപ്പഖ്യാതിവാദിനാം ശ്രീനാം വിശദരൂപാഹം വംസാം സ്വയംഭൂമനു നാരായണോ മുനീനാം ച കുമാരോ ബ്രഹ്മചാരിണാം ധർമാണാമസ്മി സന്യാസം ക്ഷേമാണാമവഹിർമതി ഗുഹ്യാനാം സുന്ദരം മൗനം മിഥുനാ നാമജസ്ത്വഹം സംവത്സരോസ്തി നിമിഷാ മൃദൂനാം മധുമാധവോ മാസാനാം മാർഗശീർഷോഹം നക്ഷത്രാണാം തഥാഭിജിത് അഹം യുവാനാം ചകൃതം ധീരാണാം ദേവലോസിത ദ്വൈവായനോസ്മി വ്യാസാനാം കവീനാം കാവ്യമാത്മവാൻ വാസുദേവോ ഭഗവതാം ത്വം തു ഭാഗവതേഷ്വഹം കിം പുരുഷാണാം ഹനുമൻ വിദ്യാധ്രാണാം സുദർശനാഹ രത്നാനാം പത്മരാഗോസ്മി പത്മകോശ സുപേശസാം കുശോസ്മീർദർഭജാദീനാം ഗവ്യമാജ്യം ഹവിഷ്വഹം വ്യവസായിനാമഹം ലക്ഷ്മി കിതവാനാം ചലഗ്രഹ തിദിക്ഷാസ്മിതി ദിക്ഷൂണാം സത്വം സത്വവദാമഹം ഓജസ്സഹോബലവദാം കർമാഹം വിധി സാത്വദാം സാത്വതാന്നാമൂർത്തീനാം ആദിമൂർത്തിരഹം പരാ വിശ്വാവസപൂർവചിത്തി ഗന്ധർവ അപ്സരസാമഹം ഭൂധരാണാമഹം സ്ഥൈര്യം ഗന്ധമാത്രമഹം ഭുവ അപാം രസശ്ച പരമസ്തേജിഷ്ഠാനാം വിഭാവസു പ്രഭാസൂര്യേന്ദുധാരാണാം ശബ്ദോഹം നഭസപരാം ബ്രഹ്മണ്യാനാം ബലിർഹം വീരാണാമഹം അർജുന ഭൂതാനാം സ്ഥിതിരുൽപത്തി അഹം മൈ പ്രതിസംക്രമ ഗത്യുക്തുൽസർഗോപാദാനം ആനന്ദസ്പർശലക്ഷണം ആസാദ ആസ്വാദശ്രുതിവഘ്രാണം അഹം സർവേന്ദ്രിയേന്ദ്രിയം പൃഥ്വീവായുരാകാശമാപോ ജ്യോതിരഹം മഹാൻ മഹാ ജ്യോതിരഹം മഹാൻ വികാരപുരുഷോ അവ്യക്തം രജസത്വതമം പരം അഹമേതൽ പ്രസംഖ്യാനാം ജ്ഞാനം തത്വവിനിശ്ചയ മയേശ്വരേണ ജീവേന ഗുണേന ഗുണനാവിന സർവാത്മനാഭിസർവേണ നഭാവോ വിദ്യതേ ക്വചിൽ സംഖ്യാനാം പരമാണൂനാം കാലേന ക്രിയതേമയ നതഥാമേ വിഭൂതീനാം സൃജതോ അണ്ഡാനി കോടിശ തേജശ്രീകീർത്തിരൈശ്വര്യം ഹിറീസ്ത്യാഗം സൗഭഗം ഭഗ വീര്യം തിദിക്ഷാ വിജ്ഞാനം യത്രയത്ര സമയം ശക ഏതാസ്തേ കീർത്തിത സർവേ സംക്ഷേപേണ വിഭൂതയ മനോവികാരമേ വൈദേ യഥാ വാചാഭിധീയതേ വാചം യച്ഛ മനോ യച്ഛ പ്രാണാന് യച്ഛേന്ദ്രിയാണി ച ആത്മാനമാത്മനായ ച ന ഭൂയ കൽപ്പസേ ധ്വനി യോ വൈ വാങ് മനസി സമ്യക് അസംയച്ഛൻ ധ്യായതി തസ്യ വ്രതം തപോദാനം സ്രവത്യാ അഖടാംഭുവൽ തസ്മാൻ മനോവച പ്രാണൻ നിയച്ഛേന്മത്പരായണ മദ്ഭക്തിയുക്തയാ ഭുക്തിയാ തത പരിസമാപ്യതേ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണി പരംസം സംവിധായാം ഏകാദശ സ്കന്ധേ ഷോഡശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. വൈൽ കൃഷ്ണ വാസ് ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദി ധ്യാനയോഗം പ്രോസസ് ഓൾ ദി ഡിഫറെന്റ് സിദ്ധീസ് വർ സ്പോക്കൺ അറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ടൈം how the meditation should be performed in that process. Krishna says that it is better to perform the meditation of different vibhutis of Krishna. That is how Krishna puts it there, and that will help a lot for the meditation. At that time Uddhava asked the question, what are Krishna's vibhutis? Vibhutis means Krishna's opulences. And in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says the same question was raised by Arjuna, and I have spoken about this Vibhuti Yogam. You can see in the Bhagavad Gita also to Arjuna, and it is good, he said, that practicing this Vibhuti Yoga process. In that process, Krishna is saying there that among the elephants, I am Airavatam, and among the demigods, I am Indra, and among the human population, I am the king. All these things Krishna mentions, who represents Krishna among the different species. So, why, what is the idea behind this Vibhuti Yogam's process? The intention is, eventually we have to realize that in every living being there is Krishna. That realization has to come. But it is not possible for us to get that realization in the first instance. It is not possible. So, while looking into the creation, wherever you find a higher manifestation of Krishna's presence, you will offer respects to that person. Just for example, In the system then, the Vedic system was that the kings ruled, isn't it? So, first instance, to see the presence of Krishna in the king, in the king. And afterwards, in the same way, to develop that same mission in all other living entities also. Initially, we have to see in some places presence of Krishna. That is why so many locations where you can see Krishna's manifestation, where it is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita also the same thing, isn't it? Mamai tejomsha sambhavam, Krishna says. Mamai tejomsha sambhavam. Wherever Krishna's tejas is manifested more, in some people more, some people less. So, wherever it is manifested more, one should notice that and offer respects there, and eventually one has to come out of that and able to offer respects to all living beings where Krishna is always present, isn't it? So, it is from this principle that what you see in the Upanishads, Madhu Devo Bhava, Pitu Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Adhiri Devo Bhava, in this, this is all directed towards this principle. That initially to offer respects to the mother, then to the father, and to the guest, and to the acharya, in this way. So, in all these locations, to recognize Krishna's presence, and spiritual master to see as Krishna's manifestation. If you see like that, it is not to be stopped there only. But eventually, this is only to help us to see the same presence of Krishna in all living beings. So, this is the starting point. Madhu Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Adhiri Devo Bhava. All these statements in the Upanishads is only to develop that understanding in the heart that Krishna's presence is recognized in all these places first, and eventually the same realization must spread to other living entities as well. So, to practice this, this Vibhuti Yogam was spoken. And Krishna is saying here that it is, even if 100% it may not come into practice, at least to read that and to remember that is very good. Idea behind all these things is to get the purification of the heart. Purification of the heart. Because the nature of the mind is to go outwardly, isn't it? Vahirmukhatvam. That is why. And because it goes outside and it is unable to turn inwardly, if the mind is going out, even in that situation, whatever the mind is contacting with the objects in this world, by seeing them or by contacting them, if it is reminding you of Krishna, then the mind will not get affected by that. If it reminds you of Krishna, that is why Vibhuti Yogam is a subtle way of taking our attention from the world to Krishna. By recognizing Krishna's presence in this world, that's the easiest way. And that is the special purpose of this Vibhuti Yogam, Krishna says there. And then after that, there is the two chapters. Krishna is going to review the 17th and 18th chapter, Vedartha Nirupanam, about the conclusions of the Vedas. Conclusions of the Vedas in these two chapters that we'll read through now. So, Saptadashodhyaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Uddhava Vaja Yaswaya Abhida Purvam Dharmasthal Bhakti Lakshana Varnashamajara Vadam Sarvesham Dibadamavi Yadhanushtiyamanena Tvai Bhakti Pnranam Bhavet Sodharmena Ravindakshatal Samakhyadumarhasi Pura Akila Mahavaho Dharmam Paramagam Prabho Yatena Hamsarubena Brahmane Abhyatamathava Sa idanim sumahada kalena mitragarshana naprayo bhavida martyaloge praganishasidaha vakta karta vidananyo dharmasya chudade bhuvi sabhayam avivairinjam yatra murtidhara kalaha kartra mitra pravatra cha bhavadamadusudana tyakte mahitale deva vinashtam kapravakshadi tattvam na dharva dharmajna dharmasthol bhakti lakshana yatha yasya vidhi yada tatha varnayame prabho shri shukovacham Itam Sabratyamukhena Prashtasa Bhagavan Hari Pridakshayamaya Martyanam Dharmanah Sanatanan Shri Bhagavan Vaja Dharma Yeshatava Prashno Naishraya Sakaryo Narnam Varnashamajara Vadantam Uddhava Nibodhame ఆదో కృతయుగ వర్ణో నామ సమితి స్మృత కృతకృత్య ప్రయాజాత్య తస్మాత్ కృతయుగం విభు కృతయుగం విదు వేద ప్రణవమేవాగ్రే ధర్మోహం వృషరు భద్రక్ ఉపాసదేత పౌనిష్ట హంస మాముక్త గిల్బిష త్రైదాముఖే మహాభాగ ప్రాణమే హృదయాత్రై విద్యా ప్రాభూరభూతస్య హమాసంత్రుగన్మఖ విప్రక్షత్రే విల్శూద్ర ముఖబాహురుపాదజ వైరాజాల్ పురుషాజాదాయ అల్పాజారలక్షణ గృహాశ్రమో జగనదో బ్రహ్మచర్యం హృదో మమ వక్షస్థానాద్వనే వాసోన్యాస శీర్షణి సంస్థిత వర్ణానామాశ్రమాణాం చ జన్మభూమి అనుసారిణి ఆసన్ ప్రకృతయో నృణాం నీచేర్ నీజోత్తమోత్తమ శమోదమస్తవ శౌజం సంతోషక్షాంతిరార్జవం అల్పక్తిశ్చదయ సత్యం బ్రహ్మ ప్రకృతయస్తిమ తేజోబలం ప్రతి శౌర్యం తిరి శౌదార్యమద్యమ స్థైర్యం బ్రహ్మణ్యదైశ్వర్యం క్షత్ర ప్రకృతయస్తిమ ఆస్తిక్యం దాన నిష్ఠాజ అదంబో బ్రహ్మసేవనం అదృష్టి అర్థోపజయ వైశ్య ప్రకృతయస్తిమ శుశ్రూషణం విజగవాం దేవానాం జాప్యమాయ తత్ర లబ్ధైన సంతోష శూద్ర ప్రకృతయస్తిమ అశౌచమద్రం స్నేయం నాస్తిక్యం శుష్క విగ్రహ కామక్రోధశ్చ దర్శశ్చ స్వభావో అందేవసాయినాం అహింసా సత్యమస్తేయం అగామక్రోధలోపదో భూతప్రియ దేహ చ ధర్మోయం సర్వవర్ణయ ద్వితీయం ప్రాప్య అనుపూర్య జన్మోపనయనం ద్విజ వసన్ గురువులేదాంతో బ్రహ్మాధీత చాహుద మేఖలా జనదండాక్షం బ్రహ్మసూత్రకమండలు జలిలోధౌ దద్వాసో రక్తపీఠ విషాంత స్నానభోజన హోమేషు జవోచార్య చవాగ్యద నచ్చింద్య నఖరోమాణి కుక్షోపస్థకదాన్యపి రేదో నావగిరే జాదు బ్రహ్మవ్రతధర స్వయం అవగీర్ణే అవగీర్ణేవగాహ్యాప్సు యథాసూస్త్రపదిం చ మేల్ అగ్నర్కాచార్య గోవిప్రంగురివృద్ధసురాన్ శుచి సమాహితోపాసిత సందేశవాగ్జపన్ ఆచార్యమాం జానీయం నావమన్యేత క్రహ్యచి నమర్త్యా బుద్ధ్యానసూయేద సర్వదేవమయో గురు సాయం ప్రాదుర్పానీయం భక్ష్యం తస్మై నివేదయన్ యచ్చ అన్యదపి నిజ్ఞానం ఉపయుంజీత సంయమ సంయద శుశ్రూషమాణమాచార్యం సదోపాసీత నీచవ శన హ్యానశయాసనస్థా నిర్ణాది దూరే కృతాంజలి ఏవం మృతో గురువులే వసేల్ భోగవివర్జిత విద్యాసమాప్యదేయావద్భిభ్ర ప్రథమఖండితం యద్ది సౌఛందసాం లోకమారోక్షిణ్ బ్రహ్మవిష్ణవం గురవే విన్యసేల్ దేహం స్వాధ్యాయార్థం బృహద్వ్రత అగ్నో గురావాల్మని జసరోపదేశు మాం పరం అప్రతగ్ధీరుపాసీదం బ్రహ్మవర్చస్య కల్మష స్త్రీణాం నిరీక్షణ స్పర్శం సంలాభక్షేళనాదిగం ప్రణయోమిధినీభూతం అగ్రహస్థోగ్రదస్థితే శౌచమాచమనం స్నానం సంధ్యోపాసనమార్జవం తీర్థసేవా జపోస్పృశ్యాభక్ష్య సంభాష్యవర్జనం సర్వాశ్రమ ప్రయత్వయ నియమ కులనందన మల్భావ సర్వభూతేషు మనోవాక్కాయ సంయమ ఏం బృహద్వ్రతధరో బ్రాహ్మణోగ్నిరివజ్వలన్ మల్భక్త తీవ్రతపసాదగ్నకర్మాశయోమల అథానంతరమావేక్షిణ్ యథాజిజ్ఞాసిదాగమ గురవే దృష్ణాం దత్వస్నాయాత్ గుర్వనిమోదిత గృహం వనం ఓపవిశేర్ ప్రవ్రజేద్వాదిజోత్తమ ఆశ్రమాదాశ్రమం గచ్చ అన్యథామల్పరశ్చరేల్ గృహార్థీ సదృశీం భార్యాం ఉద్వహేద జుగుప్సిదాం యవీయసీం ద్వయసాతం సవర్ణామనుక్రమాల్ జ్యాధ్యయన దానాని సర్వేషాం జుద్ధిజన్మనాం ప్రతిగ్రహోద్యాపనం జ బ్రాహ్మణ సేవయాజనం ప్రతిగ్రహం మన్యమానం స్థవస్తేజో యశోనుదం అన్యాభ్యామేవ జీవితశిలేర్వా దోషదృక్తయో బ్రాహ్మణస్య హి దేహోయం క్షుద్రగామాయ నేష్యతే కృచ్ఛ్రాయ తపసే యచేహ ప్రయత్య ఆనంద సుఖాయ చ శిలోంజవృత్యా పరిదుష్టచిత్తో ధర్మం మహాంతం విరజం జుషాం మయర్పితాత్మాగ్రహమేవ దృష్టా నాది ప్రసక్తం సంవేద శాంతిం సముద్రం దియే విప్రం సీతందం మల్పరాయణం తానుద్ధరేషేన జిరాద పద్భ్యో నౌరివార్ణవాద్ సర్వా సముద్రరేత్రాజా పితవ్యసనాద్ ప్రభా ప్రజా ఆత్మానమాత్మనో ధీరా యదా గజపతిర్గజాన్ ఏవం విదో నరపతి విమానీ నర్కవర్చస విధూయహా శుభం కృష్ణం ఇంద్రేణ సహమోదే సీదన్ విప్రోవణి కృత్య పన్నీరేవాపదం ధరేల్ ఖడ్గేన వాపదాక్రాంతో నశువృత్య కృతంజన వైశ్యవృత్యాదిరాజన్యో జీవేన్ మృగయాపది చరేద్వా విప్రయోగేణ నశువృత్య కృతంజన శూద్రవృత్తిం భజేద్వైశ్య శూద్ర కారుగటక్రియం కృచ్రాన్ ముక్తో నగరహీణ వృత్తిం లిప్సేద కర్మణ వేదాధ్యయన స్వధ స్వాహ బల్యన్నైర్యోధయం దేవర్ష విద్రభూతాని మద్రూపాణ్యన్యుహం యజేల్ యతృచయోపమన్యేన శుక్లేనోవార్జన వా ధనేనా పీడేన్ వృత్యాన్యే న్యాయేనైవాహరేత్ క్రతూన్ కుటుంబేషు న సజ్జేద న ప్రమాదే కుటుంబ్యవి విపశ్చిల్న శ్వరం పశ్యేల్ దృష్టం అదృష్టమవిదృష్టవల్ పుత్రదారాప్త బంధూనాం సంగమ పాంద సంగమ అనుదేహం వియందిదే సప్నో నిద్రానిగో యథా ఇథం పరిమిషన్ముక్తో గృహేషు అతిథివద్వసన్ నా గృహై అనుబద్ధే నిర్మమో నిరహంగ్రద కర్మవిర్గ్రహమేదియైరిష్టు ఆ మామేవ భక్తిమాన్ తిష్టేద్వనం వోపవిశల్ ప్రజావాన్ వా పరివ్రజేన్ యస్తు ఆసక్తమదిర్గేహే పుత్రవిత్తేషణాదుర స్త్రైణ కృపణనిర్మూఢో మమాహమిది బధ్యతే అహోమీ పితరో వృద్ధో భార్య బాలాల్మజాల్మజ అనాథామామృతేదీన కథం జీవంతి దుఃఖితాః ఏవం గృహాశయాక్షిప్త హృదయో మూఢధీరయం అదృత్వస్థానధ్యాయన్ మృదోంతం శతయుతమాని శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పారమహంసం సంహితాయాం ఏకాదశ స్కందే సప్తదశోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. అష్టాదశోధ్యాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ శ్రీ భగవాన్ వాచ. వనం వివిక్షుపుత్రేషు భార్యామ్యసహై వవ వనమేవ విసేచ్ఛాంద తృతీయం భాగమాయుష కందమలఫల వన్యర్మధ్యేర్వృత్తిం ప్రతికల్పయే వసీదవల్కలం వాసస్థన పర్ణాజినాని చ కేశరోమనగశ్మశ్వమలానిమధియాద్బ్రదాద్దదాత్మధావేదప్సుమధ్యేద త్రిగాలం స్థండిలేశయ. గ్రీష్మే తప్యేదవంజాగ్నిన్ వర్షాశ్వాసారషార్జలే ఆఖండమందశీశ్రే ఏవమృతసభశ్చరే అగ్నివక్వం సమశ్నీయాన్ కాలవక్వమథాపి వా ఉలూఖలాశ్మగుట్టో వదందోలూఖలమేవ వా స్వయం సంజనుయాన్ సర్వమాల్పనౌక్తికారణం దేశకాలబలాభిజ్ఞో నాదీదాన్యదాహృతం వన్యేశ్వరిపురాడాశే నృవే కాలచోదిదాన్ నదుశ్రోదేనమిషునా మాం యజేదవనాశ్రమి. అగ్నిహోత్రం చ తాదృశ్య పూర్ణమాసశ్చ పూర్వవల్ చాదుర్మాస్యాని చ ముని ఆమ్నాతాని చ నైకమై ఏవం చీర్ణేన తపసాం నిర్ధమని సందద మాం తపోమయం ఆరాధ్యం శ్రీలోకై ఉపైతి మాం. యస్వేదల్కృచ్ఛదశీర్ణం తపోనిశ్రేయసం మహల్ కామాయాల్పియసే యుంజ్యాద్ బాలిష కోవరస్తద యదాసో నేమే కల్పోజరయా జాదవే పదు ఆత్మన్యగ్నిం సమారోప్య మచ్చితోగ్నిం సమావిశేల్. యదా కర్మవిభాగేషు లోకేషు నిరయాల్మసు విరాగో జాయతే సంయస్త అగ్ని ప్రవ్రజేత్తద ఇష్టోయోపదేశం అందిత్వా సర్వస్థ మృత్యుజే అగ్ని స్వప్రాణమావేశ నిరపేక్ష పరివ్రజేల్. విప్రస్యమే సన్యసదో దేవాదారాదిరూపిణ విఘ్నాన్ కుర్వందేయం అస్మాన్ అక్రమ్య సమయాత్ పరం విభ్రయాచర్ మునివాస కౌబీనాచాదనం పరం త్యక్తం నదండపాత్రాభ్యాం మినల్ కించిదనావధి. దృష్టిభూతం న్యసేల్పాదం వస్త్రభూతం పిపేజల్ సత్యభూతాంబదే వాచం మనభూతం సమాచరేల్. మౌనీహానిహాన్ లీలాయామ దండవాగ్నేహ జయదసాం నహ్యేదేయస్య సందేహవేణుభిర్నభవేద్యతి. భిక్షాం చతుర్షవర్ణేషు విగ్రహ్యాన్ వర్జయం శరేల్ సప్తాగాన సంక్లుప్తాం స్పృశ్యేలబ్ధేన తావద బర్హిజలాశయం గత్వా తత్రోపస్పృశ్యవాగ్యద విభజ్యవాయుధం శిషం ముంజీద శేషమాహృతం. ఏకశ్చరేన్మహీమదం నిస్సంగ సంయదేంద్రియ ఆల్పక్రీడమాల్పరద ఆల్పవాన్ సమదర్శన వివేకక్షేమశరణో మద్భావ్యమలాశయ ఆత్మానం చిందయ్యేదేకం అభేదేనే మయా ముని. అన్యుక్షేదాత్మనో బంధం మోక్షం జ్ఞాననిష్టయా బంధమింద్రియ విక్షేవో మోక్ష యేషాం చ సంయమం తస్మాన్నింద్రియ షడ్వర్గం మద్భావేన చరేన్ముని. విరక్తక్షుల్లకామేభ్యో లబ్ధ్వాల్పని సుఖం మహల్. పురగ్రామర్జాన్ స్వార్థాన్ భిక్షార్థం ప్రవేశం శరేల్ పుణ్యదేశరిచ్చైలి ఆశ్రమవదీ మహీం వానప్రస్థాశ్రమవదేషు అభీష్ణం భక్ష్యమాల్ సంసిద్ధ్యశ్వసమ్మోహం శుద్ధసత్వశలాంధస నైరద్వస్తుదయా పశ్యల్ దృశ్యమానం వినశ్యతి అసక్తజితో విరమే ఇహాముత్ర చికీర్షిదాత్. ఎదైదాత్మని జగన్ మనోవాక్ ప్రాణసం హతం సర్వం మాయేది తర్కేణ మాయేది తర్కేణ స్వస్థస్త్యక్త్వాన్న తత్స్మరేత్ జ్ఞాననిష్టో విరక్తో విభక్తో వానపేక్షక సలింగాశ్రమం త్యక్త్వా చరేద విధి గోచర. బుధో బాలకవల్ క్రీడేర్ కుశలో జడవచ్చరేల్ వదేద్ ఉన్నతవ దిద్వాన్ గోచర్యం నైకమశ్చరేల్. వేదవాదిరదో నభాగండీ నైదుగ శుష్కవాద వివాదేన నంజల్ పక్షం సమాశ్రయేల్. నో ద్విజన అధీరో జనం చోద్వేజనయన్నదు అది వాదాం సుదీక్ష నామిని కంచన దేహముద్దేశ్య పశువద్వైరం కుర్యాన్నగైన చెల్. ఏకమేవరో హ్యాల్పామోదేశాల్పన్యవస్థిత యదేందు ఉరితపాత్రేషు భూతాన్యేకాల్పకాని చ అలబ్ధ్వాన్ విషీదేద కాళే కాళేశనం క్వచల్ లబ్ధ్వాన్ కృషీద్రది మానుభయం దేవతంద్రితం. ఆహారార్థం సమీహేదయుక్తం తల్ ప్రాణధారణం తత్వం విమర్శతే తేన తద్విజ్ఞాయముచ్యతే ఎదుర్చయోన్నాశ్రేష్టముదాపరం తావాస సదాశయ్యాం ప్రాప్తం ప్రాప్తం భజేన్ముని. శౌచమాచమనం స్నానం అదు చేదు చోదనయా చరేల్ అన్యాంశనయమాజ్ఞాని యదాహం లీలయేశ్వర నహిరస్య వికల్పాఖ్యాయాజమద్యుక్షయా హద ఆదేహాందాత్ క్వచిద్ ఖ్యాతే సద సంపద్యతే మయా. దుఃఖోదర్కేషు కామేషు జాతనుర్వేదమాల్పవాన్ అజిజ్ఞాసనమధర్మో గురుం మునిముపావ్రజేల్. తావత్ పరిచరేద్ భక్త శ్రద్ధవానన సూయగ యావల్ బ్రహ్మ విజానీయం మామే గురుమాతృత. యస్తు సంవిధ షడ్వర్గ ప్రచండేంద్రియ సారది జ్ఞానవైరాగ్యరహితం స్త్రిదండం ఉపజీవతి. సురాల్పానమాల్పసన్నిష్ణుదే మాం చ ధర్మ అవిభక్క కషాయోస్మ అముష్మా చ విహీయతే. భిక్షోధర్మశమో హింస తప ఈక్షో వనౌగస గృహిణో భూతరక్షేజ్యో ద్విజస్యాచార్య సేవనం బ్రహ్మచర్యం తప శౌచం సంతోషో భూత సౌహృదం గృహస్థస్యాపిదో గంధు సర్వేషాం మధుపాసనం. ఇది మాం యస్వధర్మేణ భజన్ నిత్యామనన్యభాక్ సర్వభూతేషద్భావో మల్భక్తిం విందదే దృఢాం. భక్త్యోద్ధవ అనవాయిన్య సర్వలోకమహేశ్వరం సర్వోత్పత్తిప్యేయం బ్రహ్మ కారణం మోభయాది సా. ఇది స్వధర్మ నిర్ణీత సత్వ నృజ్ఞాదమల్గది జ్ఞాన విజ్ఞాన సంపన్నోజిరాల్ సమువేది మాం. వర్ణాశ్రమవదాం ధర్మమేషమాచార లక్షణ సేవమల్భక్తిదో నిశ్రేయసకరపర ఏదత్తేభిహితం సాధో భవాన్ పృచ్చది యచ్చ మాం యథా స్వధర్మ సంయుక్తో భక్తో మాం సమయాల్పరం. ఇది శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణి పరమంశ్యాం సంవిధాయాం ఏకాదశస్కందే అష్టాదశోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవిందనామ సంకీర్తనం. గోవింద గోవింద. At this point, Krishna is directly instructing Uddhava. Krishna is mentioning there that to give up all connections with this world. Tundusarvam parityajyas eham sujane bindushu. And the relations what we have created in this world on our own. All the relations have happened because we created them. Is it not? That's how it has developed. And at some point that connections also has to break because we have created them. And how is that possible? How is it possible to do that? And then that is what Krishna is talking about in these last chapters, two chapters. Krishna says here, primarily there are three processes, bhakti, jnanam and karmam. Three processes are spoken. Even whilst talking about these three processes, Krishna has spoken, given more stress to bhakti yoga. Has given to bhakti yoga. Then in that process, Krishna also spoke about dhyana yoga. And due to dhyana yoga process, what the siddhis can come from that. And in order to have those siddhis, and how one should perform the meditation. This is how that flow in the Bhagavatam. These are the things which Krishna has spoken before. At that time, Uddhava asked this question to Krishna, that I hear that Varnashrama Dharmam, the four Varnas and four Ashramams, has been created to purify ourselves, to purify the human population. And unless the karmam is purified, the karmam what one is performing, after executing this karmam, through that purification of that karmam, one will acquire purification of one's own heart, and only in that situation bhakti or jnanam can develop. This is the way why people ask this question, isn't it? Why Varnashrama Dharmam? Purpose of Varnashrama Dharmam is not to put somebody down or to put somebody up. The intention is that dharmam varnashramanam shrutipada vihitam, it will develop bhakti in the heart. If the society follows varnashrama dharmam, that society will develop bhakti in the heart. This is the intention behind that. Dharmam varnashramanam shrutipada vihitam, it is in the shruti. In the shruti this is spoken. Tul paratvena bhaktya kurvando andar virage. If one executes varnashrama dharmam, what will happen? Bhakti will develop in the heart. You can see that in the seventh canto of Bhagavatam also. When Yudhishthira Maharaj heard about the glories of Prahlada, from who? From Sri Narada Maharshi, in the Rajasuyam sacrifice. Yudhishthira was so impressed by Prahlada's bhakti. Yudhishthira asked Narada Maharshi, how can one develop bhakti like Prahlada in the heart? In answer to that, Narada Maharshi's answer was, follow Varnashrama Dharmam. That was the solution to the problem. He said, otherwise it is not possible, because Varnashrama Dharmam is structured in such a way that Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grastham, Vanaprastham, Sannyasam, these things is meant for this purpose, to purify one's existence, to purify the heart. And once heart is purified, automatically, in a natural way, bhakti will develop in the heart. This is the principle behind that. That is why in the seventh canto you can see this. Varnashrama Dharmam otherwise had no relationship there in the seventh canto to talk about. But because of the seeing Prahlada's tremendous bhakti in the heart for Narasimham, Yudhishthira was so impressed by that, he asked Sri Narada Maharshi how to develop bhakti in that way, like Prahlada had. In answer to that, Sri Narada Maharshi, in five chapters, spoken in detail about Varnashrama Dharma, Brahmachari, Grastham, Vanaprastham, Sannyasam, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. So when Krishna mentions this also, that only Uddhava, the only possibility is that If bhakti or jnanam has to develop in a person, this varnashrama dharmam is very conducive for that. It's very favorable. At that time, Uddhava said, I would like to hear about varnashrama dharmam, he said. And that is why in two chapters, Krishna has spoken about varnashrama dharmam, four varnam and four ashramam. And in each of them, each varnam and each ashramam, what one should be careful about. That's also spoken there. And a sannyasi accepting a householder dharmam is bad. Sannyasi living like a householder. Or a householder living like a sannyasi. Both are equally wrong. And both are dangerous things, he says. So, in general, Krishna has spoken there everything for the four varnam and four ashramams. And always, never to forget the purpose of all these things. That is why you will see there in the 18th chapter, he said that the purpose of all these things, he says, that varnashrama edam dharmam esham acharya lakshanam, that the purpose of varnashrama dharmam is only one thing, to develop bhakti in the heart. That should never be forgotten, says there. And saying like this, in two chapters, varnashrama dharmam is spoken. Unfortunately, it's not relevant anymore today, because it doesn't exist. So what is the point in discussing it in detail? But you can understand that, why it is important. Now we move far away from the Vedic injunctions. We're going to get, there is no point in talking about the society going in the wrong directions, isn't it? So, all that you can see there. And then, so many things Krishna has spoken, important things. He says, Kudumbeshu na sajjeda, na pramadyed kudumbyavi, vipaschil na shurambashil, adrishtavavidrishtaval. Very important verses. Then, while talking about the householder, also he's saying there, Kudumbeshu na sajjeda, not to get too entangled in the family affairs. Na pramadyat kudumbyavi, because kudumbam, householder life, creates pramadam in the mind. Vivaschil nashuram bashel, adrishtam abhi drishtavad. One should remain all the time fully conscious that all these things are going to finish one day. Vivaschil nashuram bashel. Not only what you see through your eyes here now, adrishtam abhi drishtavad, even things what you don't see. That means referring to the heavenly planets and other places. Vipaschil nashuram pashil, adrishtam abhi drishtavad. What you don't see even that is going to be destroyed one day. Everything is going to be destroyed. Putra dharapta bandhunam sangama pandha sangama anudeham viyandiyade sopto nidranigo yatha. This relationship in the family also is a temporary thing. And sangama pandha sangama, just like the people who are walking, they come together sometime in the evening in a guest house or rest house to rest, and they have a short period of time together. Anideham viyandede sapto nidranigo yatha. And it's also another dream, this existence in the family. Itham varishamran mukto, knowing this very well, griheshu adhidivad vasan. Just like a guest, one has to stay at home. Na grihai anibadhyada nirmamo nirahankrada. Because here, it is a possibility, this aham mameti, ahanda and mamata, these can easily develop while remaining at home. Yastu asakta madir gehe, putra vitta eshana athura, straina kripanadir mudho mamaham iti badhyade. That me and mine can easily affect or influence a person when asakti, attachment, excessive attachment builds up at home, children, wealth and things like that, and strainan, association with women, kripanadhir mudho mamaham iti badhyade. All these possibilities are there. Aho me pidharo vruddho bharya balalpaja almaja anatha mamrde dina katham jivan nidukhidaham. That parents, when they are old and seeing their suffering and seeing the condition of the wife and the children, you start feeling that who is going to help them. Because at that point we forget that it's Krishna is maintaining everybody. Is it not? When you forget that, then easily your mind can get affected by that. Anatha mamrade dina katham jivanti dukhidaha. In this way, you get caught up in the life, in householder life. Evam grihashaya kshipta hridayo moodhadhirayam. Krishna is saying, in that way, a person becomes moodha. His intelligence, he loses his intelligence. Adruptastha anudhyayan mrito andham visharetama. He will fall into such lower levels of existence, to illusion, to such lower levels. Mrito andham visharetama. From there to come back again is very, very difficult. Krishna mentions like that. So, if you read those two chapters, 17 and 18, is basically about Varnashrama Dharmam and the responsibility of particular Varnam and particular Ashramam one has to follow. Now we will read into the next two chapters, 19th and 20th, and then we will conclude that. Ekonim Shodhyaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Shri Bhagavan Vacha Yo Vidyashvara Sambandham Atmavana Anumanika Maya Matramidam Yatva Jnanam Javani Sanyasel Jnani Nastoham Eveshte Swartho Hedu Shasamada Surgaischa Bavargascha Sanyartho Madrade Priyaha Jnana Vijnana Samsiddha Padam Shrestam Vidurmama Jnani Pridamo Me Priyadamo Domi Jnani Naso Bhivartimam Tapastirtam Jabodhanam Pavitranitaran Jatnalam Kurvandidam Siddhi Jnana Galaya Krida Tasmat Yanina Sahidam Yatwa Salpana Mudhava, Yanavit Yana Sambanyo Bajamam Bhakti Bhavida, Yanavit Yani Yanamamishto Alpana Malpani Sarvay Yavudimam Vai Sam Siddhimani Yogaman, Toyudhava Shaydi Yastravido Vikaro, Maya Andara Badinadya Borga Yoja, Janmada Yose Adamita of the Sikkim Suadjanda Yoja, Asadu Ostita Deva Mati, Udeva Udhavaja, Yanamishutam Yulam Yathaida, Iragivit Yani Zampuranam, Akya Hivishwe, Shura Vishamurte, Tol Bhakti Yogam Jamahadvimagyam Tabatrayana Bihada Segore, Santapyamana Sebava, Dvanisha, Pasha, Minanya Chernam Tavangri, Dondu Adabatra, Damadabi Varshal, Dharmstam Janam, Sambadidam Bilesvin, Kalahina, Chudra Sugori Darsham, Samudrainam Krabaya, Bavarge, Vajo Bilasin Jamahanapava, Shri Bhagavanuja, Itamedal Puraja, Bishman Dharmabadamvaram, Aja Shatrupa Pracha Sarvesham, Nonisham Nudam, Nurte Barde, Yude Sukhrut Nisanavihula, Shutu Adarman Bahun Pashan Moshadarman Purchada, Tanaham Devidasiami, Deva Brahmukhan Shudan, Yaina Vairagi Vijnana Shadda Bhakti Bhavram Hidan, Navega Shapanjatin Bhavan Budeshi, anyway, Chiche, the Athegam of Pierre Yanam Munishidam, Eda Deva Vijnanam Natadegana Yenayel, Titul Patiape and Pashet Bhavanam Trugunalpanam, Ada Vandejam and Deja Srajas Rajam, then Nial Panastel Present Gramma Chesheda Deva Sad. Shri Pratyashamaydi Himanimanam Chalushtayam, Pramanishana Vastana, Vigalpar Savirajade, Karmanam Pranamito, Avilinja Mangalam, Vivashanashram Bashadrashtam Vidrashtaval, Bhakti Yogavare Yoktam Premana, Tenaka, Punishakadishyami, Malbakte Karanamperam, Shadha Amadakayam, Nashishan Madanigurthanam, Padinishta Bujayam, Sulbistavanam Mama, Adra Perjayam, Sarvangira Pimandanam, Albakta Puja, Padiyasaro Budeshumanmadi, Mother Te Shangajeshtaja Vasam, Algunaranam, Mayer Pananjavanasa, Sarvagami, Virginam. Mother Te Arthabaritiago, Bogaseja, Sukaseja, Istandatam Hodanjatam, Madatam Yelbradam Tava, Evam Tarme Manushana, Mudhavatma, Nividinam, Maisanjay De Bakti, O Nyorto, Siavishere, Yadar Panyarpidam Chitam Shandam, Satoba Pramhidam, Tarmam Yanam Savayaga, Maishirian Javio Dede, Yadar Pidam the Dugalpe, Indre Peridavadi, Ajasulam Jasan Nishtam Chitam with Diviberiam, Dharmo, Mal Baktigal, Prokto, Yanam Jaigal Padarshanam, Punisha Sanga Vairagam, Aishirian Janimadea, Uddhava Vaja, Yamakadiva Prokta, Nimo Vari Garshana, Kashama Kodama Krishna Kati, the Chadri Prabho, Kim Danam, Kim Tavashaudium, Kim Satyam, Badamichele, Kastya Kim Danam Jestam Koya Nakaja Dachina, Pumsa Kim Sid Balam Shriman Bhagola, Abashageshava, Ka Vidya Kri Paraka, Shri Kim Sukum Dukamevaja, Kapandida Kashamurga, Kapanda Ulpashaga, Kasargonaga Kaswir, Ko Bandruga Kim Griham. Adeko, the Ridruva, Kabanaka, Ka Ishura, Elan Prashan, Mamma Bohivri, Damsha Salpade, Shri Pagwan Vaja, Ahimsa, Satimas Tema Sango, Hira Sanjaya, Asikam Ramajan, Jamonam Stadium, Shamafayam, ശൗചം ജപസ്തപോഹോമം ശ്രദ്ധാദിത്യം ദർശനം തീർത്ഥാടനം പരയർത്താഹ ദുഷ്ടിരാചാര്യ സേവനം ഏതേയമാസ നിയമ ഉഭയോർദ്വാദശസ്മൃത പുംസാ ഉപാസിതാസ്താത യഥാകാമം ദുഹന്തി ശമോ മന്യഷതാ ബുദ്ധിർതമേന്ദ്രിയ സംയമം തദീക്ഷാദുഃഖ സംവർഷോ ജിഹോവസ്ഥയോധൃതി ദണ്ഡന്യാസപരന്താനം കാമത്യാഗസ്തപസ്മൃതം സ്വഭാവിജയം ശൗര്യം സത്യം ജഹമദർശനം ഹൃദംജസൂനുതാവാണി കവി പരികീർത്തിത കർമ്മസ്ഥസംഗമ ശൗര്യം ത്യാഗസന്യാസമുച്യതേ ധർമ്മനിഷ്ഠനം നൃണാം യജ്ഞോഹം ഭഗവത്തമ ദക്ഷിണാജ്ഞാന സന്ദേശം പ്രാണായാമ പരമ്പലം ഭഗവമനുഷ്യരോ ഭാവോ ലാഭോ മൽഭക്തിരുത്തമ വിദ്യാത്മനി വിദാഭാവോ ജുഗുപ്സാഹ്രീ അകർമ്മസു ശ്രീർഗുണാ നൈരപക്ഷേജാം സുഖം ദുഃഖസുഖാധ്യേയ ദുഃഖം കാമസുഖാപേക്ഷോ പണ്ഡിതോപന്തമോക്ഷവിദ് മൂർഖോ ദേഹാദ്യഹം ബുദ്ധി പന്ധാമന്നിഗമസ്മൃത ഉത്പലശ്ചിതക്ഷേമം സ്വർഗസത്വഗുണോദയ നരകസ്തമോന്നാഹോ ബന്ധുർഗുരുരഹം സഖേ ഗൃഹം ശരീരം മാനുഷം ഗുണാഢ്യോ ഹാഢ്യമുച്യതേ ദരിദ്രോ യസ്തസന്തുഷ്ട കൃപണോ യോ അചിതേന്ദ്രിയ ഗുണേഷസക്തീരീശോ ഗുണസംഗോ വിപരേയ ഏത ഉദ്ധവതേ പ്രശ്ന സർവേ സാധു നിരീവിത കിം വർണീതന ബഹുനാ ലക്ഷണം ഗുണദോഷയോ ഗുണദോഷദൃശിർദോഷോ ഗുണസ്തു ഉഭയവർജിതാ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതി മഹാപുരാണി പരമവംശ്യം സമുദായം ഏകാദശസ്കന്ധി ഏകോനവിംശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ വിംശതി നമോധ്യായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഉദ്ധവാച വിധിഷ്ഠ പ്രതിഷേധശ്ച നിഗമോ ഈശ്വരസ്ഥിതി അവീക്ഷതേ അരവിന്ദാക്ഷഗുണം ദോഷം ച കർമ്മണ വർണ്ണാശ്രമ യുഗൽപ്പം ച പ്രതിലോമാനുലോമജം ദീർഘദേശവയക്കാലൻ സ്വർഗം നരകമേവജ ഗുണദോഷവിദാദൃഷ്ടി അന്തരേണ ജ്യവസ്ഥവ നിശ്രേയസം കൃതന്തൃണാം നിഷേധവിധി ലക്ഷണം പിതൃദേവ മനുഷ്യാണാം വേദ ചക്ഷുസ്ഥവീശ്വര ശ്രേയസ്ഥന ഉപലബ്ധ്യർത്ഥേ സാധ്യ സാധനയോരഭി ഗുണദോഷഭിദൃഷ്ടാഭി ഗുണദോഷവിദാ ദൃഷ്ടി നിർഗമാതേ മഹിസ്വത നിഗമോ നിഗമേനാപവാദശ്ചിതായഭ്രമ ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച യോഗസ്ത്രീയാ മയാ പ്രോക്ത നൃണാം ശ്രേയോ വിധിൽസയാ ജ്ഞാനം കർമ്മശ്ച ഭക്തിശ്ച നോവായന്യോസ്തി കുത്രചിൽ നിർവീണാനാം ജ്ഞാനയോഗോ ന്യാസിനാമി കർമ്മസു തേഷോ നിർമ്മണ അനിർവീണ ചിത്താനാം കർമ്മയോഗസ്തുകാമിനാം എതിർച്ഛയാ മൽക്കദാദോ ജാതിശ്രദ്ധസ്തുയ പുമാൻ നിർവീണോ നദീസക്തോ ഭക്തിയോഗോ സിദ്ധിത താവൽ കർമാണി കുർവീത നിർവിദ്യേത യാവത മൽക്കദാശ്രവണാദോ വാ ശ്രദ്ധയായ ശ്രദ്ധായാവന്ന ജായതേ സ്വധർമ്മസ്ഥോ യജ്ഞയജ്ഞൈരനാശി കാമോദ്ധവ നയാദി സ്വർഗനരകോ യദ്യന്യന്യ സമാചരേൽ അസ്മിൻ ലോകേ വർത്തമാനം സ്വധർമ്മസ്ഥോ നഖശുചി ജ്ഞാനം വിശുദ്ധമാത്മോദി മൽഭക്തിം വാ യദൃച്ഛയ സ്വർഗണോപ്യതമിച്ഛന്തി ലോകം നരേണസ്തത സാധകം ജ്ഞാനഭക്തിഭ്യാം ഉഭയം തദസാധകം ന നരസ്വർഗതിം കാംക്ഷേ നാരകീം വാ വിചക്ഷണ നിയമം ലോകം ച കാംക്ഷേ ദേഹോവേശാൽ പ്രമാദ്യതി ഏതദ്വിദ്വാംപുരോമത്യുരഭവായ ഖടേദസ അപ്രമത്തമിതം ജ്ഞാത്വമർത്ഥമപ്യർത്ഥസിദ്ധിതം ചിദ്യമാനമേരേ കൃതനീടം വനസ്പതിം ഖഗ സുഖേമുത്സജ്യ ക്ഷേമം യാതി അലംപട അഹോരാത്രൈ ചിദ്യമാനം ബുദ്ധ്വായുർഭേ ഉഭയേ ഉഭയവേ പധു മുക്തസംഗപരം ബുദ്ധ്വാനിരീഹം ഉപശാമ്യതി നൃദേഹമാദ്യം സുലഭം സുദുർലഭം പ്ലവം സുകൽപ്പം ഗുരുകർണധാരം മയാനുകൂലേന തപസ്വതേരിതം പുവാൻ ഭവാദ്യം ന തരേത്സാത്മഹ യഥാരംഭേഷു നിർവിണ്ണോ വിരക്ത സംയമേന്ദ്രിയ അഭ്യാസേനാത്മനോയോഗി ധാരേത ജലം വന ധാര്യമാണം മനോയർഹി ഭ്രാമ്യദാശനവസ്ഥിതം അതീന്ദ്രിതോ അനുരോധേന മാർഗേന ആത്മവശം നയേൽ മനോഗതി വിസൃജേ ജിതപ്രാണോചിതേന്ദ്രിയ സത്യസമ്പന്നയാ മുക്തിയാ മനോ ആത്മവശം നയേൽ യേഷ വൈവരമോ യോഗോ മനസ്സംഗ്രഹസ്മൃത ഹൃദയത്വമന്യുച്ഛൻ ഗമ്യസ്യേവാർവതോമഹോ സാംഖ്യേന സർവഭാവാനാം പ്രതിലോമ അനുലോമത ഭവാപ്യാവനിധ്യായൻ മനോ യാവത് പ്രസീദതി നിർവണ്ണസ്യ വിരക്തസ്യ പുരുഷസ്യോക്തിവേദിന മനസ്ത്യജതി ദൗരാത്മം ചിന്തതസ്യ അനുചിന്തയ യമാതിവീര്യോഗപതി അനീക്ഷിക്യാ ജവിദ്യയ മമോർച്ചോപാസനം ഭിർവാ നാനീ രോഗിം സ്മരേന്മന ഇത് കുര്യൽ പ്രമാദീന യോഗി കർമ്മവിഗ്രഹിതം യോഗേനയോ അഹേദം ഹോ നാന്യത്ര കഥാചന സ്വേ സ്വേ അധികാരേയാനിഷ്ഠ സഗുണപരികീർത്തിത കർമ്മണാം ജാത്യശുദ്ധാനാമനേന നിയമകൃത ഗുണദോഷ വിധാനേന സംഗാനാം ത്യാജനേച്ഛയാ ജാതശ്രദ്ധോ മൽക്കഥാസു നിർവിണ്ണ സർവകർമ്മസു വേദാദുഃഖാത്മകാൻ കാമൻ പരിത്യാഗേ പനീശ്വര തഥോപചേതമാം പ്രീത ശ്രദ്ധാലോ ദൃഢനിശ്ചയ ജുഷമാണശതാൻ കാമാൻ ദുഃഖോദക്കാംശ ഗ്രഹയൻ പ്രോക്യേന ഭക്തിയോഗേന വിജതോ മാസകർമ്മുനി കാമാകൃതയാ നശ്യന്തി സർവേ മൈ ഹൃദയസ്ഥിതേ വിദ്യതേ ഹൃദയ ഗ്രന്ഥി ചിന്തന്തേ സർവസംശയ ക്ഷീയന്തേ ചാസ്യ കർമാണി മൈ ദുഷ്ടേ ഗാൽപനി തസ്മാൽ ഭക്തിയുക്തസ്യ യോഗിനോ വൈ മദാത്മന ആത്മജ്ഞാനം നജ വൈരാഗ്യം പ്രായശ്രയോ ഭവേദിഹ യത് കർമ്മവീര്യ തപസാ ജ്ഞാന വൈരാഗ്യദശയൽ യോഗേന ദാനധർമ്മേണ ശ്രേയോഭിരുതൈരവി ഇതരൈരവി സർവം മദ്ഭക്തിയോഗേന മത്ഭക്തോല്ലപതിരഞ്ജസ സ്വർഗാവവർഗം മദ്ധാമ കന്തജ് കഥഞ്ചിൽ ദ്യതിവാഞ്ചതി ന കിഞ്ചിൽ സാധവോധീരാ ഭക്ത ഏകാന്തിനോ മമ വാചന്ദ്യമി മയാദത്തം കൈവല്യം അഭിനർഭവം നൈരപേക്ഷം പരം രാഹും നിശ്രയസമനൽപകം തസ്മാ നിരാശിഷോ ഭക്ത നിരപേക്ഷ മേ ഭവേൽ ഏകാന്തഭക്താനാം ഗുണദോഷോത്ഭവ ഗുണ സാധുനാ സമചിത്താനാം ബുദ്ധേ പരമോപേയുഷാം ഏവമേതന്മയാനിഷ്ടം അന്നിഷ്ടം ദിവേ പദാ ക്ഷേമം ബിന്ദനിമത്സാനം യൽബ്രഹ്മബ്രഹ്മം വിദുജി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതി മഹാപുരാണി പരമവംശ്യം സംവിധായാം ഏകാദശസ്കന്ധി വിംശതിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ So after talking about the Varnashrama Dharma, Varna Dharma and Ashrama Dharma, in detail to Uddhava, Uddhava came up with a few questions more. Uddhava says that, I would like to know about Jnanam, what Jnanam means, and what does Vijnanam means, what does Vairagyam means, what does Bhakti means. These questions came up from Uddhava. And because Uddhava asked those questions in these two chapters, 19th and 20th, Krishna has spoken a little bit more in depth about Jnanam, Vijnanam, Vairagyam, Bhakti, these things. That even there you can see how Krishna's way of saying things, that instead of saying that this is my opinion, Krishna says, I have heard. I have heard, Krishna says, that after the Mahabharata war, when Yudhishthira was in a difficult situation, Yudhishthira asked certain questions to Bhishma. While Bhishma was lying on the bed of arrows, Sharashaya. And Yudhishthira Maharaj asked questions to Bhishma, and Bhishma has spoken about these things to Yudhishthira. I will repeat that here. This is, Krishna is teaching us a lesson. What is that lesson? Lesson, as we said before, that in Vedic tradition, it is always the person who is asking the question, he shouldn't feel proud about it. That I asked a very intelligent question, let me see if he can answer it or not. That is a very third-class mentality. That is not asking with the intention of knowing the truth. Equally important, the person who is speaking should never say that it is my opinion. It's not allowed. There is no question of my opinion. You can read all the commentaries of the acharyas on Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and all. Nowhere you will see this, I think, or that's my opinion. It doesn't come anywhere. And to teach, the idea that is that the person who is asking, his ego should come down. And the person who is answering also, his ego also should not develop. That is the purpose behind that. So that's Krishna is training us in that way, that in this question has come up before Uddhava. It's not the first time this question has come. It's come before also. And it was answered also before by Bhishma to Yudhishthira. So I will talk about that. What he has spoken, I have heard that. He says, I was there at that time, Krishna says. And at the time when Bhishma got liberated from this world, and I can talk to you what he said to Yudhishthira. That is how he says. So there's also another motive behind that. Krishna is never satisfied by glorifying Bhishma. That's also there in that. Krishna's unlimited attachment for Bhishma. Such a respect Krishna has not given to anybody else in the Mahabharata war like the way Krishna has given to Bhishma. So Bhishma, every opportunity, Krishna will take advantage of that to glorify Bhishma. So, so Krishna who spoke Bhagavad Gita, he is now saying to Uddhava, quoting Bhishma. You can see Krishna has quoted Bhishma in Bhagavad Gita also, isn't it? There, how did Krishna quote Bhishma there? While talking about the Siddhaprajñas, people with their steady intelligence. Remember in the second chapter, Siddhaprajñasagabhasa samadhisthase keshava, the question came up. Then Arjuna's questions were, when he spoke about a Siddhaprajña, one man of steady intelligence, as Prabhupada has translated there, one who is settled inside, who is doesn't waver, whose mind is fixed in Krishna consciousness, how does he act? How does he talk? How does he speak? How does he eat? How does he walk? All questions Arjuna has asked. So at that time, the examples for that Krishna has given is Bhishma, one of the personalities. Bhishma is one of the personalities of a Sthitaprajna state. You can see that Bhishma's, if you look into Bhishma's life in this world, how Bhishma conducted his life here. You can observe all these things there. So, Then Krishna spoke to Uddhava before Hamsa Gidam, isn't it? Hamsa Gidam. Krishna has come as the Hamsam, this one, and instructed the four Kumaras, Sanaga, Sananda, Sanadana, and Sanat Kumara. Why did Krishna say that to Uddhava? Because when Krishna instructed that Hamsa Gidam in the form of Hamsam, to the four Kumaras, practically Krishna is rating Uddhava in the same level of the four Kumaras. Same level as four Kumaras. Because Krishna knew that Uddhava is more or less in a similar situation like the four Kumaras. And therefore, Krishna decided to instruct the Hamsa Gidam to Uddhava. So everything, when Krishna does something, there will be a much more different motive behind it. Krishna looks at the person, whether he is qualified to receive those instructions, whether he will accept it. Otherwise, there is no point in instructing somebody. So, similarly, Dattatreya Gidam, Krishna is instructed before, in the beginning, isn't it? Then Hamsa Gidam was instructed. And neither, in none of these, Krishna has spoken, it's my opinion. You will notice that. The Dattatreya Maharshi spoke like this to Yadu. And then later on, Hamsam came and spoke to the Kumaras in this way, in the Hamsa Gidam. And nowhere, Krishna wants to say that this is my opinion. Nowhere you will find that. So, even though Uddhava is expecting Krishna to instruct directly to him, that is what Uddhava wants. Uddhava wants Krishna to instruct him directly on all these topics. And Uddhava knows Bhagavata Dharmam, hearing from Krishna directly, is the most appropriate way. Directly from Krishna. Bhagavata Dharmam, directly from Krishna. Is hearing from him directly is the most appropriate thing. Knowing very well, and who knows that all the yoga process is perfect in Krishna. Complete perfection in Krishna. In spite of all that, Krishna preferred to instruct in this way. You see that? Uddhava wants to hear directly from Krishna. Krishna, that's why often you will find in the Uddhavadesham that Uddhava is asking Krishna, I would like to hear your opinion. What do you feel about that? Not what others have said. But still, Krishna prefers to speak in this way. That is why in four different places you will see Dattatreya Gita, Hamsa Gita, Bhikshu Gita and Aila Gita, all bringing others into the front. So, even in those situations when Uddhava is pressed for a direct answer, Krishna is still saying to him that I have heard like this from others, and he says the things what he wants to present it to him. He says that I heard that Dattatreya has spoken to Yadu like this in the past, and this is what he has spoken. And I also heard that in the Hamsavadaram, that means in this one, that he has instructed the four Kumaras, instructions were given to him. And now I'm saying that I heard Bhishma talking to Yudhishthira after the Mahabharata war. And then he says, in Avanti, there was a Bhikshu there. And that Bhikshu has analyzed his life in a particular way. I've heard from him all those things. And he says that there was one great personality in my family called Ailan. Pururavasa, referring to Pururavasa. And he had got into trouble in his life, and to develop vairagyam in his own life, he had analyzed certain factors about this life in this world, and he had come to some conclusions, and he has spoken in this way for developing vairagyam in life. In this way, all through Ekadasha Skandam, you will notice this. Direct instructions is very rare. It's mostly bringing Bhishma, bringing the swan and instructing Kumaras, Dattatreya, Ayla, and Bhikshu. All these different personalities. Practically, what is Krishna doing? What Krishna is doing is, Vedantam, which is in the Upanishads, spoken at different levels by different personalities. In different levels it's been spoken. Krishna has brought them all together and instructing Uddhava in that way. Vedantam, which is in the Upanishads knowledge, Vedantic knowledge, Krishna has brought forward from different personalities in this world, using them as example, summarizing them all together and giving it in a plate to Uddhava. Uddhava, it is like this. This is a very special nature of Ekadasha Skandam. Ekadasha Skandam is like that. And to understand these instructions, in which level to accept it, and how to translate them into one's own life in this world, practical life. That is important. That is why only those who have that spiritual insight will be able to appreciate this, what Krishna is saying. That how, in which way, these teachings in the Ekadasha Skandam one can translate into one's own life in this world. And all Krishna is doing is collecting them all together, because it has to be examples in this world. If theory is just spoken, it will be very difficult. But if it is presented in a way that others have followed this before and they have done it, if you hear that, you will feel more inspired to take it on board. Is it not? If Krishna tells you the Upanishad conclusions purely from the platform of philosophy, then it will remain totally disconnected from that for us. It will be very difficult. Upanishad conclusions too. So instead, what Krishna has done, that in previous occasions, these things have happened to these people, certain people. And in such situations, how they reacted to that and how they accepted this knowledge in the Upanishads at different levels, like Bhikshu has accepted in one level, Ayala, Puryavas has accepted in another level, Dattatreya accepted in a different level, and the four Kumaras accepted in a much higher level. So all of them are four different levels, but all of them are referring to the same knowledge of the Vedas, Vedantam, that they are talking about, is it not? So by bringing these personalities into it, it makes a lot more accessible for ordinary people to relate with that. That is the purpose behind that, for doing that. Earlier, he says, Anjapumsam avidusham vidhi bhagavatan hitan. You will see in the second chapter a statement like that. That by presenting it in this way, it is easier for the listeners to understand the tattvam behind that. And Ekadasha Skandam is more helpful than directly studying the Upanishads. Avidusham abhi. Normally, this Vedantic instructions is for whom? That has been spoken very clearly. What is that? People who are qualified for that. That means if one has come to this conclusion in life, that he would like to hear what is the conclusion of the Vedam, what is the instructions, importance in the Upanishads, if it has come to that state, and if he has developed the maturity for that, that means one has to evaluate oneself whether one is qualified for that or not. Normally you will see Vedantam is not spoken openly to everybody. That they generally call it as sadhana chatushtayam. Sadhana chatushtayam. They will say this in the all Upanishad commentaries begins with that those who have got sadhana chatushtayam alone is qualified to hear the Vedantam or the knowledge of the Vedas. end of the knowledge. So, and you can see in the Brahma Sutram also when they begin, Adhado Brahma Jnyasa. Vedavyasa Maharshi, while commenting on the Brahma Sutram, in the first Sutram itself he says that Brahma Jnyasa should be there in a person. Only for that person, if you instruct all this, will have any benefit. Will have any benefit. That's why the word Atha used there. Atha means that now is the time that you are ready for receiving this message. So that Vedavyasa Maharshi, when he began Brahma Sutram with that statement, that means after you have come to a certain qualifications you have acquired in life, after that this can be spoken. Which one? Knowledge of the Upanishads can be spoken. Normal situations, if you read that commentary on the first sutram itself, Adhado Brahma Jnyasa, that verse itself, that first sutram commentary on that, Ajari Swami's commentary, if you read that, you will be put off with that itself. You won't go further after that. You won't be able to read after that. It is so difficult to understand one, and you will be embarrassed after reading that, whether to continue further or not, because he is saying certain things that with the way we are today and the level in which that knowledge is spoken is so different that automatically it becomes very difficult for ordinary people to digest it. Because if you see the qualifications he has put forward, you will wonder, if I have to have all these qualifications to understand God, if you come to that, and at least for a few lifetimes it's not going to happen. Not in this lifetime, for a few lifetimes it may not happen. So, and naturally you will pull back from that. Well, it cannot be done, so what's the point? It will come to that state. So, but what is difference in the Agastya Skandam? The difference is that Bhagavata Dharmam, what is spoken in the Agastya Skandam, Krishna is not insisting all that. Knowing well the student, Krishna has made a lot of concessions there. The same knowledge, Ajari Swamiji mentions there that Nitya Anitya Vastu Vivegam. First of all, one should be very clear in this heart that what is temporary and what is permanent here. Nityam Anityam of Vastu Vivegam. That discrimination should be very strong inside. Only such a person need to look at Brahma Sutram. Iha Mutra Bhala Bhoga Viragam. He should be so detached from this world that this is all happens through constant scrutiny of the Vedic injunctions, studying the Shastram, and through that develop that qualifications inside. In other words, internally he should have developed these qualifications internally. Iha mutra bhala bhoga viragam. He has to have complete detachment from all the happiness of this world and from the next world. Iha mutra bhala bhoga viragam. Then what else? Shama damadi shal sambati. Shamam damam tidiksha ubaradi shraddha samadhanam. These six qualifications. Control of the mind, control of the senses, able to tolerate all the miseries of this world without questioning about it. So very higher, tidiksha is one of the highest qualifications for one who comes to spiritual life. Tidiksha. Shraddha. Able to grasp what is spoken without getting confused over that. That sharpness of the consciousness, able to abstract things. Shraddha, Ubaradi, Shraddha, Samadhanam, all these things are spoken there. Shamadamadi, Shal Sambhati. Then above all these things, he says, one should be so committed and one should be intensely seeking for liberation from this material existence. If these four qualifications, Nityanitya Vastu Vivekam, Ihamutra Bhala Bhoga Viragam, Shamadamadi Shal Sambhati, and Mumukshatvam, if these four things, which is called as Sadhana Chatushtayam, prior to coming and reading Brahma Sutram, Ajari Swamiji says, you have to have all these things. When you have got all those things, then you can come and you can study all these things. Then it will help you. Otherwise it won't. It will completely in a confused state it will be. So, therefore, those things, Krishna is saying here, even if you don't have all these things, which we don't have, very easily you can say that. So, Nityanitya Vastu Vivekam, if you don't have, worry, don't leave it there. Even if you don't have any of them, come. Krishna says, please come, he says. Then keep hearing this instructions to Uddhava. If it goes inside, it will create some changes inside. It may not be very phenomenal changes, but very substantial, but some kind of change will happen inside simply by hearing the verses in the Ekadasha Skandam. That's how Krishna puts in. Rukmini Devi mentioned this, if you remember earlier. She said that, Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shunvadam te. The first verse when she sent a letter to Krishna to marry. that I heard all these things about you. But simply by hearing about Krishna from different sages who came to the palace, from Narada Maharshi and others, that I got attached to you. I got attached to you. So, that happens. If you look into Rukmini's words, Shatva gunan bhuvana sundara shunvadam te nirvishya karna vivare irharatam gadapam rupam drisham drishimadam akhilarthalapam toya chuda vishadi chittam apatravam me. That says there that I heard this many times about you, nirvishya. Karna vivare aratom gatapam. By hearing about Krishna, what happened? Adhyatmigam, adibhaudigam, adidevigam. All three kinds of distresses of this life, it is able to destroy that. Similarly, these verses in the Ekadasha Skandam has got the potency. One who hears them regularly, Ekadasha verses, it will go in somehow. And not only that, it is capable of getting rid of the unwanted things inside. In other words, it practically can purify one's heart. That potency is there in the Ekadasha Skandam, coming directly from Krishna. And that is what so important that is what Bhagavatam is reminding us here. Bhagavatam is reminding us here. So, practically you can say, as we saw, Ekadasham is a huge topic. Those who have analyzed and studied Ekadasha Skandam and the bliss they have received from this canto, Ekadasha Skandam, then if you happen to see somebody like that, with that state, all you have to do is to be with them and observe this, what you are reading in this, in Bhagavatam, in them. So, the Vedantic thoughts, conclusions of the Vedantam, how Krishna has delivered them to Uddhava, one after the other. And Uddhava, hearing all these things from Krishna, is in a total shock. But, because Uddhava was surrendered to Krishna, and due to his purified heart, these things will go inside Uddhava's heart, and praying to Krishna, all these things what you have spoken to me, let this happen to me. This is how Uddhava received the message. Whatever you are telling me, let all these things happen to me. That's all we can do as well. When you read these verses, because the knowledge is so high and our situation is very shaky or very difficult. And to understand what Krishna is saying, so many things in Ekadasham is like that. And that is why when we study this Ekadasha Skandam, and you keep going, and come to the very end of it, when Krishna is saying to us practically that how much ajnanam or avidya is inside us, and we are wandering around in this world as though everything is fantastic here, isn't it? But the way Krishna has put it to us, particularly when we come to that 28th chapter, we'll see that each and every verse is structured in such a way, Krishna is pointing out to us, Uddhava, this misconception must go from inside. Every single verse is pointing out to that. And step by step, he is proving to us how unfortunate we are today, that our attention, which should have been on the soul, has moved on to the body to such an extent that everything what Krishna calls as asat, which means body, mind, intelligence, ego, senses, all these things and the world, rest of the world, there we are caught up, and this situation, Krishna says, is not favorable for realizing this truth. We'll come to that. So, Uddhava is very anxious to hear from Krishna. You can see that in the conversation. And those people, personalities like Uddhava, who wants to hear that, Krishna is delivering that knowledge very freely to Uddhava. Remember, all this was spoken at the end of 125 years while leaving this world. This knowledge of the soul was spoken in such a language like it's spoken here. And as far as knowledge, jnanam and vijnanam, knowledge and realized knowledge, you can say that Krishna is saying, what is knowledge and what is realized knowledge? All these things has been spoken by personalities like Bhishma before. Those who had both. They had both. What they had? They had knowledge as well as realization both. You will see this in the Bhagavadam. When Sri Shuka Brahmarshi came to instruct Bhagavadam to Parikshit. If you look into the second canto, you will see some conversation there. How Parikshit saw Shuka Brahmarshi. How Parikshit saw Shuka Brahmarshi. And the in the second canto, Shuka Brahmarshi is beginning to instruct Bhagavadam. First thing, he spoke about liberation itself. In the first and second chapters, Kramamukti and Sadyomukti, two things were spoken there about liberation, is it not? At that time, after hearing about liberation, Parikshit was very inquisitive to hear that If Shuka Brahmarshi has, you have to go back a little bit there. Sudha Goswami and Shaunagrishi is talking to each other. Shaunagrishi is asking the questions to Sudha Goswami. And Shaunagrishi says there that you had the good fortune of hearing from Sukadeva Goswami in Naimisha, when Gangadhiram, when Parikshit was hearing from Shuka Brahmarshi. But it's all right to talk about liberation. To whom? Those who are ready for it, isn't it? We are people who want everything. And if liberation is the last option for us, to them, liberation is not going to be effective. To get interested in liberation itself is a difficult thing. That is the way Bhagavatam begins. That's why Shuka Brahmarshi says to Parikshit that before we talk about liberation, let's talk about the people in this world. And that is why Shuka Brahmarshi says to Parikshit, generally people in this world have a lot of desires. And what kind of desires? That's spoken one after the other. Some people want a lot of knowledge. Some people want a good marriage. Some people want a lot of wealth. And like this, various desires in the person inside, isn't it? And these desires don't go away easily. It's not possible to get rid of them. It's there working inside in a very subtle level all the time. To give up desires is not easy. And the interesting thing about desires is that throughout Bhagavatam and in other Puranams also, you will see this statement that if you have desires, go to Krishna or worship a particular form. Lord Shiva's form, Sri Parvati or Ganesh, or so many different forms mentioned there. Worship them to fulfill your desires, right? And in that way you can fulfill your desires. So, question will come, I have asked for so many things, I haven't got anything. No desires have been fulfilled so far. This, generally this happens to people. People ask all kinds of things to Krishna. Krishna is saying, I will fulfill all your desires. All the desires will be fulfilled. When Krishna says like that, people are saying, how is that possible? That all desires, I'm not getting any desires fulfilled. Krishna says, you have to wait. You have to wait. What it means is that you have not realized the danger you have created. What's the danger? If you have created a desire like that and you have asked Krishna that, Krishna says, one more life for you. Come back, I will fulfill your desires in the next life, I'll give it to you. And if your list is very big, you can more or less take it for granted, many more life in this world. Sensing the danger of another many bodies which you are creating by desiring things, one should have that intelligence to see that asking Krishna is a dangerous thing, or cultivating desires is a dangerous thing. Unless we come to this understanding, we are thinking, oh, we asked, he didn't give it, so it's alright. He goes his way, I go my way. You can take that approach. But if your desire, if the desire has come up inside, Krishna says it will be fulfilled. It may not happen immediately, but it will be fulfilled. Automatically, you have created another body straight away. That is the problem. So, material desires, whatever it may be, once we have, from a subtle level, if you look at that, the danger involved, that the more desires are built up inside, more bodies you have generated with that. That is the after effect of that. So, sensing all these things, Shuka Brahmarshi says to Parikshit that if you want this, you do this. This third chapter you will see in the Bhagavatam in the second canto, a number of things Shuga Brahmashri says there. If this is your desire, worship this. If this is your desire, worship this personality. If you want a good wife, you worship Sri Parvati. If you want a if you want a lot of association with women, worship Urvashi. And so many things mentions like that. You can see that also, that in the third chapter, that Anna, some people like to have good prasadam for them, what they should worship. Surga Gamam, Vishwan Devan, Raja Gaman, Sadhyan, Samsadhago Visha, Devi Mayam to Shri Gamam, Tejas Kamo, Vibhavasum, Vasugamo, Vasundudran, Viryagamo, Thaviryavan, Brahma Varchasagamam, Sto, Yajeda Brahmanaspadim, Indra Vindriyagamam, Sto, Prajagama, Prajapadim. An endless list you will see there. If you want to be a beautiful body, worship the Gandharvas. Rubaga Bhigamo Gandharvan, Sri Gamo Apsara Urvashim, and Adivatyagama Sarvesham Yajeda Parameshinam, Yajnam Mechedishaskamam, Koshagamam Prajedasam, Vidyagama Stugirisham, Dambatyartomam Sadim. That if you want knowledge of the self, spiritual knowledge, worship Lord Shiva. And Dambatyartomam Sadim. If you want a good marriage, successful marriage, worship Sri Parvati. In this way, then finally, Sri Shukra Brahmashri told Parikshit, Agama Sarvagamava Mokshamarma Udharati Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param. If you have no desires, or if you have all the desires, still you can worship Krishna. Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param. All these things were spoken there. Why this was spoken in this way in the Bhagavatam? You can see when Krama Mukti and Sadhyo Mukti were discussed in the first and second chapter, Shuka Brahmarshi immediately sensed this, that this will only probably benefit Parikshit, not anybody else. Others are all standing there with a list. To them, talking about Mukti, Mukti, liberation and all that, it's just two letters for them. It doesn't mean anything more than that. All their problems are here right now. So in that situation, warning Parikshit that if you develop all these desires in the heart and if you want to fulfill them, there is a possibility of doing that. Krishna sitting there in the form of Shiva, Krishna sitting there in the form of Sri Parvati, Krishna sitting there in the form of Ganesh, they can fulfill all your desires. They have been given that power to fulfill those desires, but each of these desires has this after effect that it will generate fresh bodies, because that will remain as, if it is not fulfilled, it will remain as a vasana inside. And to fulfill that desires, you have to come back here, accept another body. All those things were taken. So it was at that time that, talking about that, Shaunaka Rishi says to Suta Goswami that these things are not going to help us. All these worship of different deities and different forms, one who has taken the spiritual life seriously. And he mentioned there that Shuddha Goswami, that straight away, Shaunagrishi says there that one who has not taken to Bhagavata Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam seriously, for them all those things may be attractive. Shovidvara Hostragare Samstuda Purushapashu Nail Karnakato Bhedo Jaduna Magda Grajaha. One who has not cared about Krishna and Krishna's pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, for them, these all things may be attractive. But that is not going to solve your problem. Now, saying this, Bilobadorukrama Vikramanye, Nashandado Karnabude Narasya, Jikwasadi Dardurige Vasuda, Nachobagaya Turigaya Kada. About 8 or 10 verses glorifying about hearing about Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam happened there. And then, it was then that Suda Goswami having a conversation there, that what Parikshit Maharaj came up with. Parikshit sat there, Shuka Brahmashri came there and sat in front of him. Now, there you will notice one interesting thing, that Parikshit is requesting Shuka Brahmashri to talk to him about Krishna. About Krishna. So, Yadedam Sajade Vishwam Dhruviva Bhimadishwara Yadha Gopayadi Vipuri Yadha Samyachade Puna. Then he says, Almanam Kridayan Kridan Karoti Vikaroti Cha. There is a statement there. Straight away, just Shukha Brahmarshi's presence alone has made Parikshit to realize certain things. What was that? Almanam kridayan kridan karoti vikaroti cha karoti vikaroti cha. That state what he has reached at that time. Almanam kridayan kridan. Almanam kridayan kridan karoti vikaroti cha. And what does that mean? Almanam kridayan kridan karoti vikaroti cha. Krishna, who is the soul of everyone, who is the soul of everyone, Alma, is the soul of everyone, has taken this complete creation, it's Him, in different bodies, in different forms, in different species, He is present here. And He is playing this Leela, pastime here. That is why Almanam kridayan kridan karoti vikaroti cha. And this Leela that is going on here, every living entity in this creation is nothing but Krishna is prompting him to act in one way or the other. Is it not? Prompting him to act one way or the other. And he's acting in that way. And before asking this question, there, Suda Goswami says there, Vasudeve Bhagavati Atma Bhavam Dranam Gadaha. He has not heard Bhagavadam yet. Who? Parikshit. Parikshit has not heard Bhagavadam yet. But already he is in a realized state. Look at that statement. Vasudeve Bhagavati Atma Bhavam Dranam Gadaha. That while just because Shukha Brahmarshi came and sat there, due to Shukha Brahmarshi's presence, Parikshit experienced directly the knowledge of the self on the spot straight away. Atma Bhavam Vasudevi Bhagavati Atma Bhavam Dridham Gada. Dridham Gada. Completely fixed in the platform of the soul, even before he heard Bhagavadam. There are so many interesting things in the Bhagavatam. When you read through, you will find it. That, how is that? He has not heard Bhagavatam yet. Normally we think that he heard Srimad Bhagavatam at the end. Aham Brahma Param Dama Brahma Aham Brahma Param. He makes that statement, isn't it? But here, Suda Goswami is saying there, that Samstam Vijnaya Sanyasya Karmam Traivargigam Chayan Vasudeve Bhagavati Atma Bhavam Dridam Gadaha. Atma Bhavam means that he is realized that he is no different from Krishna as the soul who is present inside him. Atma Bhavam. Now we are in the Deha Bhavam, isn't it? We are all in the Deha Bhavam, identification with the body. But when Atma Bhavam comes, connection is broken with the body. You are situated in your real self, who you are. Atma Bhavam. He says, Vasudeve Bhagavati, knowing that Krishna as the, he is realizing that it is Krishna who is present inside, as the soul. Atma Bhavam Vasudeve Bhagavati, Atma Bhavam Dridam Gatha. Atma Bhavam Dridam Gatha. Why did this happen? Because of presence of Shukha Brahmarshi in front of him. But this won't stay for long. Shukha Brahmarshi directly given him an opportunity to know what he is going to talk about. Now here, there is interesting thing. While talking about Shukha Brahmarshi in the Bhagavadam, that what is so special about him, special thing is this, that Shukha Brahmarshi is a personality who has in two levels he is qualified to speak Bhagavadam in two different levels. One thing is that he has mastered all the Shastram very well. That means through the power of the Shastram, he is able to communicate with others. Communicate with others the message of the Shastram. Two things are required, Bhagavadam says. One thing, who is speaking Srimad Bhagavadam should have these two things. And then the result is instantaneous, like in the case of Shukha Brahmarshi. What is that? First thing, the knowledge, complete mastery of all the Shastram, number one. Number two, mastery of the Shastram is not sufficient. He should have the total realization of the Shastram as well, inside. Only then he'll be able to give it to somebody. Only if he has got it, he can give it to somebody else. Otherwise, it's not possible. We have neither of this. Neither the Shastric knowledge, nor the realization ever. So this is our situation. We have to see this. Because when we talk about Bhagavatam, you have to also take into account in the circumstances in which it was spoken. And that is why when he mentions there that Yavyam Shakti Upashritya Purush Shakti Parapuman Almanam Kridayan Kridan Karodi Vigarodhicham. So because Sri Shukha Brahmarshi had been able to had both these qualifications, knowledge of the Shastram and as well as the realizations of the knowledge inside. Whatever he, because when he is speaking, it is coming from the original source where it is realized. It's coming from there. That is what the difference is. So here you can see when Krishna has spoken this to Uddhava, Uddhava was experiencing it at the same time when it was spoken. He was experiencing at the same time. So, and that is why Uddhava continued listening to it. And when Krishna is saying here, knowledge, realization, both of these things, how Bhishma has spoken about this to Yudhishthira. And general way he has spoken, in a general terms, certain things. Krishna says that you can generally call it as knowledge when something is spoken in a general way. So, for example, a little child, you say to the child, this is your father, this is your mother, this is your name, and you belong to this particular house. And those things are little knowledge that he is building up in the beginning about his understanding of this world. And after a while, loads of this information has gone inside, and that becomes he becomes more knowledgeable, awareness of the whole thing comes to him, and he will be able to develop certain discrimination inside from this little information what he has collected, is it not? For example, you can see children initially, when they were small, when they are told about their father, mother, house, family, this, that and the other, they keep listening, taking it everything on board. When they grow up, what happens? They realize that in the family situation, these people are favorable, these people are not favorable. And they will come up, practically start applying that knowledge that they have acquired in their own life and will start developing their own understanding of life. And that is why when jnanam turns into vijnanam, isn't it? It's a practical thing. So, you will see there in the 19th chapter where he is saying there that in a general terms, Krishna is saying jnanam and vijnanam. Etadevahi vijnanam na tathayena yenayat sthiti ulpatyapayan pashyet bhavanam trigunatmanam. In general terms, he is saying that in the material nature, everything here is trigunatmakam. Trigunatmakam means that under the three modes of material nature. Sattvagunam, rajogunam, tamogunam. The three modes of material nature. And when one has developed proper knowledge, one will become more conscious of seeing the modes of nature in a particular object. He will be able to segregate each and everything in this world based on the modes of nature. Based on the modes of nature. And when he is able to notice that the different forces in the material nature and able to see them through the eyes of the three modes, every forces in this world, then you will know that a particular thing, this is sattvikam, this is rajasam, this is tamasam, in that way. When you have developed that finer understanding of everything in this world, then that takes into higher plane than just knowledge. Knowledge is the initial plane where you have all the information about things. You have studied the books, you have observed the world, you have been given a lot of understanding by the teachers and by the spiritual master and from various sources you have collected a lot of information. But after receiving all that, able to separate them out based on the three modes of material nature. This is in the sattvagunam, this is in rajogunam, this is in tamogunam. Able to see the different things in this world, because everything in creation is under three modes of material nature. No matter what it is, everything in the creation under the three modes of material nature. Trigunyal bhinna vedam nadi bhavadihi bhuvanam. Bhagavadam says that trigunyal bhinna vedam, trigunam, the three modes of material nature is present in everything. But one needs that ability or expertise to see things and able to discriminate and understand that this particular object or particular person or particular object, whatever, is in sattvagunam or it is in rajogunam or it is in tamogunam. And while segregating it like that, this all to be done internally and able to discriminate like that, everything has to be analyzed in that way. That means, for example, you can see here that in the creation everything is made of five material elements, isn't it? Ultimately, everything is made of five material elements. And when you study the Shastram, you realize also that these five material elements is present in every object in a certain proportion. What is called as panjikaranam. That means that there is mainly one element, along with that a part of all the other four elements. Part of the other four elements. So everything what you are experiencing in this world, there is a small element of all the four elements, isn't it? And in this way, you can analyze. They give the example like this, that you can understand, say for example, what a dhoti is. What a dhoti is, isn't it? And knowing that this dhoti is made of various threads, what has been used to take this form of the dhoti. So, in order to understand that thread, you have to go a little bit more into its origin and know that it is coming from cotton. And in this way, your knowledge of the dhoti is extended to the knowledge of its ingredients like the threads and the cotton, everything. Equally, when you see a tree and from that tree, you start thinking about what about the seed of this tree, where this has come from. And trying to understand the seed and able to realize that within that seed, this whole tree is packed and kept inside. Kept inside. In this way, one starts looking at things and analyzing it. That is the vijnanam, it is called, realized knowledge. So if one is able to remember this in his vision of the world, then that is got vijnanam there. What is the advantage of saying it like this? The advantage is that even though suppose you have seen so many things, you are seeing a building, a huge building, which is made of bricks, mortar and glass and steel and so many other things, right? But while observing that, looking at that building, normally what will you do? You will appreciate the size of the building, or the beauty of the building, or the design of the building. These are the things what normally our mind will go after. What Krishna is saying there, that if your vision is proper, you will look at it this way. There is five material elements. They have come together. And all this is what you are seeing, this is the transformation of that material elements brought together in a different form and shape. Namam Rupam. That has been given to this. So each and everything in this world, if you start looking at it on a subtle level and seeing its composition in that way, he says, Eda Devahi Vijnanam. Krishna is saying here. Eda devahi vijnanam na tathayigena yenayad sthiti ulpatya payan pashyet bhavanam trigunalmanam. Bhavanam trigunalmanam. Through trigunam to see things. Trigunalmanam. How trigunam is present in everything, and through trigunam one has to see, that is vijnanam. So in that way Krishna has spoken about jnanam vijnanam there. Then after that Krishna is saying, about bhakti, there is not a lot to talk about, Krishna says there. And basically in bhakti, it is what is involved is anushtana krama. That means the different anushtanam what one has to perform. And what is all that involved? All this you can see there. He has spoken what one should take care of in executing bhakti. But one thing you will notice there. Whenever Krishna has spoken about bhakti, one important point he'll bring up there. What was that? Shraddha amrutakathayanme shashvan madanugirtanam parinishtaja pujayam studibhi stavanam mama. Shraddha amrutakathayanme shashvan madanugirtanam. That initially Krishna says, in the beginning of bhakti yoga, how one gets interested in bhakti process is through katha, hearing about Krishna, hearing about Krishna. So this shraddha in the bhakti, shraddha in hearing about Krishna, shraddha amrita kathayame, hearing about Krishna is the first beginning of bhakti, beginning of bhakti. Along with that, Krishna also says something else. He says there, he mentions that Aninda Anyatra Chabihi. You will see in the next chapter, I think. Aninda Anyatra Chabihi. That one should be very careful about. What is that? Shraddha Bhagavadam Shastre Aninda Anyatra Chapihi. One should become very serious about Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Bhagavata Katha, Bhagavata Upadesham, Bhagavata Studi, all this is develops bhakti in the heart. Simultaneously, what Krishna says is Aninda Anyatra Chapihi. Shraddham Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam is a Shastram. Shraddha Bhagavatam Shastre Aninda Anyatra Chabihi. He says there that never to offend any other shastram in this world, anything in this world. Because as much as one gets interested in the Bhagavata Katha and our Shraddha develops in the Bhagavatam, so along with that, simultaneously, we have to take care that we do not build up any kind of offensive nature towards the other shastrams in this world, because different shastrams have come to this world for different reasons at different times in this world, and they may have its own purpose, and Krishna has created them in that way. So two things similar, same time, Shraddha in Bhagavadam, at the same time Aninda Anyatra Chapihi, not being offensive to any other shastram in this world. And then Krishna is saying Amrita Katha Shravanam, as he says there, Amrita Kathayame Shashvan Madana Kirtanam. And then naturally it will develop into glorifying Krishna through the katha, and the same thing when Sri Narada Maharshi spoken with Prahlada. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnuvasmaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam, on a gradual level. So, in this way, Krishna spoke about how to develop bhakti, bhakti sadhana. After saying all that things, the Uddhava asked a number of questions. In one lot, a number of questions. And Krishna gave the reply also in the same way. You can see that. Uddhava asked him that, what is yamam, what is nemam, what is shamam, what is damam, what is tidiksha, what is dhanam, what is tapasya. You can see all the verses from 28 to 32. All questions from Uddhava. In answer to that, Krishna says the loads of things what one must have for developing in spiritual life. A lot of qualities Krishna has spoken there. But what's interesting about that is Uddhava knew all these things. What is yamam, what is neyamam, shamam, damam, all these things. Uddhava says to Krishna, I would like to know what you think is shamam, what you think is niyamam, what you think is dhamam, what you think is titiksha. When Uddhava asked that, and when Krishna answered that, you will see that the way Krishna has defined all of them are different than their definition in the dictionary. Krishna is looking at it from a, Krishna is looking at it this way, that if a particular qualification, say for example titiksha, he will say there like this, that all these qualifications are good, he says. If you look at that, Krishna is saying there that titiksha dukkha sammarsho. That is how Krishna sees titiksha. Titiksha is defined by Krishna as dukkha sammarsham. Dukkha sammarsham means that no matter what distress comes in life, don't complain. Able to suffer through it. Accepting that this is what Krishna has given me today, I'm totally taking it without any complaint. I deserve it, Krishna has given it to me, I'm accepting that. Tidiksha, dukkha sammarsham. In the definition, Viveka Chudamani, if you look, Tidiksha's definition. What is that? Sahanam sarvadukhanam apradigara purvagam chinda vilabarahidam sa tidiksha idi kathyate. Not lot of difference, but Krishna said basically accepting all distress in life. Distress will come, that's not going to stop. It will keep coming, one thing or the other. But when it comes, not getting panicking about it and getting disturbed over that. And that could be very strong sometimes. And in Bhagavatam it will mention this. Sahanam sarvadukhanam. Distress comes, immediately you feel, why did this happen to me? You go on fire, isn't it? Apradikara purvagam. Not to feel that revenge towards anyone at that time. Chinda vilabrahidam. And not to lament about that, thinking about that. Satidikshiri kathire, like that Ajari Swamiji mentions in the Viveka Chudamani. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna only said that Titiksha means Dukkha Sammarsham. You are able to tolerate it under any circumstances. And then, Shamam. Shamam Annishtada Buddhe. Shamam, generally when Shamam is spoken, is control of the mind. Control of the mind, shamam damam, control of the senses. So here Krishna is saying, if you are very fixed up in Krishna, in your attachment to Krishna, man nishtada buddhi, nishta, in your buddhi, that means you want to realize the truth And for that purpose you have taken complete shelter of Krishna. If you have set up like that, then you have shamam. Whereas general definition of shamam is control of the mind. But the way Krishna has said that, it's all in relationship with Krishna consciousness. In other words, damam indriya samyamam. Dhamma means control of the senses. Then, dhanam, charity. That's more interesting. Krishna is saying here that dandanyasa param dhanam. Charity, generally we understand charity means you give in charity. Something to somebody, isn't it? That's charity. But Krishna is saying, if you do not give trouble to anybody in this world, you are performing a charity. If you don't give trouble to others. Dandanyasam param dhanam, Krishna says. Dandanyasa param dhanam. Then, kamam tyagam tapasa spradam. What is tapasa? Austerity. Austerity, you may see, Bhagavatam when you read, that Hiranyakashipu performed severe penances, austerities. Dromaraj performed severe austerities. But that is not the austerities Krishna is talking about. Krishna is saying, if you are not developing material desires inside you, you are having the greatest austerity. That's how Krishna sees that. Kama Tyagam, giving up all desires, because Krishna knows how difficult it is to give up the desires. So if you are able to give up desires in life, that is the greatest austerity, as far as Krishna is concerned. Kama Tyaga Param Smradam. Then, what is the greatest battle we all have in this world? Hero, we call everybody hero, isn't it? Somebody who has won a marathon, or one who has a football match, or whatever it is, we make him a hero. Krishna says, none of them is a hero. Who is a hero then? Sobhava vijayam shauryam. One who is able to fight his own vasana inside, and able to win over that, he is a hero, Krishna says. Look at how Krishna sees things. Sobhava vijayam shauryam. And then satyam cha samadarshanam. So if you take that satyam cha samadarshanam, there's not many people who are honest in this world. We will say, to be honest with you, we will say, what to be honest with you, what does it mean? Satyam cha samadarshanam. Krishna says, one who sees presence of Krishna in every living entity and seeing everyone as equal, he is truthful person. Nobody else is truthful here. Nobody else is truthful. You can see all the politicians, businessmen, all big men of this world, they're always saying how truthful they are, and they're convinced the voters about truthfulness and everything. Krishna says that's not truthfulness, because already all these leaders are dividing people, isn't it? Somebody's friend, somebody's enemy. Dundum is already there in their heart. It's based on the dundum they are all working. Big men, if you look at them, what's their understanding of this world? Through the eyes of the Bhagavatam, if you look at it, Krishna is saying, satyam cha samadarshanam. Unless you see Krishna's presence in every living entity on an equal level, only in that way you can see them all equal. Otherwise you won't see. You will see, one is my friend, one is my enemy. Isn't it? And as long as this friend and enemy exists, there will be ragam dvesham. Attachment and aversion will come from that. So, when attachment and aversion has come, ragadvesham has come, then vasanas will develop from that. Once vasanas are developed, karma will come from that. Once karma comes, you will get bound by that. In this way, a complete sequence of things develop after that. So, when Krishna defined all these things, he has defined it in such a way that it will elevate a person in his spiritual life. Otherwise it is not. So that's why he says, the sobhava vijayam shauryam, satyam cha samadarshanam. And then, you give dakshina to people, isn't it? Different times. Krishna says, what is dakshina? Dakshina jnana sandesham. Delivering to the people the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. The knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is dakshina. Dakshina jnana sandesham. And like this, and a lot of things Krishna has spoken there. So, We'll discuss it after a few minutes. Chedo darpanam arjanam bhavamahada vagni nirvavanam shreyakkaidava chandriya vidaranam vidhyavadhu jivanam anandam budivardhanam pradipada purna amrita svadanam sarvatma svanam varam vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam namagari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpida nimida smaranena kala Edadrishi Tavakrabha Bhagavan Mamabi Durdeva Vidashami Hajanina Nuragaha Tranarabi Shamichena Tarorabi Sahishtuna Amani Namanadena Kirtani Sadahari Nathanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavidam Vajagadi Shakamai Najanmani Janmani Shuri Bhavadad Bhaktiyahi Dugitui Vainandadanu Jakingaram Patidamam Shami Bhavambudu Kupaya Tavapada Pangajastita Duli Sadrasham Vichindaya Nayanam Galada Shudharaya Vadanam Gadgadarudhaya Gira Pulagayar Nichidam Kadavapu Tavannama Grihani Bhavishyadi Yugaidam Nimeshena Chakshusha Pravishaidam Shunyaidam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahe Name Ashlishya Vapadaradam Pinashtumam Adarshanam Armahadam Karyotuva Yatha tadhava vidatha dvilambada malprana thastuna evana param. So many of these qualities spoken, they have a general definition which normal people understand by those words, shamam, damam, tadiksha, all kind of things. But Krishna's definitions are slightly different. And those definitions Krishna is talking about, tadiksha means able to tolerate under all circumstances. All circumstances. In fact, when he talks about Bhikshugita, in Bhikshugita, what did he say to Uddhava? Uddhava says, Krishna says to Uddhava, Uddhava, a stage can come that nishtido mutridova. Kshiptasma duddhavamam bhungshva vishayana sadindriyehi alma agrahanam urbhadam pashya vaigalpiyam brahmam. To be in the platform of the soul, it is a difficult thing, isn't it? He says there, tasma duddhavamam bhungshva Vishayan asat indriyehi. These asata indriyams are all asata. Asata means they are not projecting to you the truth. They are projecting to you something different than the truth. Vishayan asat indriyehi. Why? Almam agrahana nirbhadam. Why do we say the senses are projecting a wrong thing to us? Because alma agrahana nirbhadam. It is not showing you anything in relationship with the soul. The soul's presence is never detected by the senses, isn't it? Senses is unable to detect the presence of the soul inside. Alma agrahana nirbhadam. Therefore what happens? Pashya vaigalpiyam brahmam. Lot of vigalpam comes to us in our vacant state, particularly when all the senses are active. Vigalpam comes and brahmam comes. Illusion builds up from that. So therefore, Krishna says to Uddhava, always you have to be so alert about everything, watchful about the situation. And then he says to Uddhava, even though the truth is that, in this world, while living here, you could get into a lot of problems. You should be able to tolerate them. That's what he said there. Kshiptaha avamanido asadbi pralabdho asuido athava tadida sannibaddhova vrityava parihabidaha Nishtido Mutridova Mutridovai Mutidovajir Bhudevam Pragambidaha Shreyaskama Krishragada Alma and Almanamudharel. This is an important thing. Krishna is saying that you will get insulted, criticized, offended. People will spit at you, they'll beat you, and they'll pass urine on you in spite of all that. Nishtido Mutridova Ajnir, Bahudevam Pragambida. They are ignorant and they will Bahudevam Pragambida and they will deal with you in various ways. But Shreyaskama Krishragadaha, If you are concerned about your spiritual realization or realizing the truth, that is Shrayaskama. Krishna Gadaha, Alpana, Alpana Mudharel, Uddhava, you have to elevate yourself. Don't look, wait for the society to do it for you. It's not going to happen. That is why that the same thing what Krishna says to Uddhava, Alpana, Alpana Mudharel. One has to elevate oneself. Krishna says this also to Arjuna, isn't it? Uddhared Alpana Alpanam, Alpanam Avasadel, Alpanev Alpano Bandhu, Alpanevira Alpana, 8th chapter. That one has to take the responsibility of oneself. Nobody else is going to do that for us. Whatever may be the situation in this world, the condition of this world, they are there because that's what we happen to be here at this time in the history of this world. But whatever it may be, this knowledge is not touched by any of those things. Uddhared Alpana Alpanam, Alpanam Avasadeya. That same thing, Nishtido Mutridavavi, Bhagavam Prakambidaha, Shreyaskama, Krishragadaha, Alpana, Alpana Mudhare. One has to elevate oneself. That's one's responsibility himself to go in the right direction. So saying that, he says here, Tidiksha Dukkha Sammarsham. Lot of distress will come if you are taken to spiritual life seriously. Lot of distress will come. And when it comes and disturbs inside a lot, and you should be able to keep it under control, able to tolerate that. Then, jiho ubasta jayo dridhi. Dridhi means, when you are pushed very strongly from inside, an urge to do something, if you are able to control that from within, when there is a strong urge to act in a particular way, that is called dridhi. Dridhi means that. Jihvam ubastam. Jihva means the tongue and ubastam means the genitals. These are the two things in the body which is demanding a lot of gratifications. When that gratification is very strong, jihvam ubastam, if you are able to control these two things, jihva and ubastam. Jihva and ubastam, the tongue and the genitals, if one is able to control that, that is dridhi, Krishna says. Then, dhanam. Dhanam means charity. Krishna says that you call somebody and ask him to sit down and hand over to him a certain amount of money or some goods to him and saying, chanting Om Tat Sat and giving it to him. No, Krishna says no. In Krishna's eyes, not giving trouble to any living being in this world in any form, that is called dhanam. Krishna says that dhanam. So, then dandanyasa param dhanam, Krishna says. Then tapasya, we said that tapasya means kamatyagam. If you give up desires and desires are not building up inside unnecessarily, then that itself is tapasya. That itself is tapasya. Say for example, no kinds of desires comes in inside, then if that situation happens, that is the proper austerity, proper tapasya. In this way, so many things Krishna has spoken there. Krishna also mentioned Dakshina means Jnana Sandesham. That means delivering the knowledge of the self from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam to others is Dakshina. And Krishna used another word there. He says, Murkha Dehadyaham Buddhi. Murkha, cobra. Who is a cobra, he says? That cobra is not the cobra we are talking about, the poison. Whoever identifies with his body and thinks I am this body is a cobra. Dehadyaham buddhi. Dehadyaham buddhi. Identify myself with this body. He says there, Murkho Dehadyaham buddhi. That means practically world is full of cobras, isn't it? There's not much difference, isn't it? And that is why it's like that. So, when you look at what Krishna is saying, you can reflect on the world and see how far away things are. And here, we are talking about spiritual life and totally identifying with the body. How is that going to help? That is why he is saying, Murkham Dehadyaham Buddhi. Dehadyaham Buddhi. So, normally, if a cobra bites a person, only that person will die who has been bitten by the cobra. You see, the poison will going to him. It won't affect anybody else. What does Bhartrihari says about this? Bhartrihari has something else to say. He's saying, Ahogalu Bhujangasa Vijitroyam Anyasya Bhagadi Stotram Anya Pranin Vimukhyade. That these people, whom he calls as cobra, that they generally brighten your ears. That means who spread rumors and gossiping and spread it around, isn't it? And if you are bitten by that, many people will die from that. One person will hear the gossip and he will spread it to everywhere. So all those who have been also heard that, he will also be affected by that, isn't it? So this murkha, Krishna is saying, those here or those who talk about ill about the spiritually advanced people, and particularly Dehabhimani. Dehabhimani means those who says here Deha Deham Buddhi. It is they who will talk like that, who will spread this around. Then another one, he says here, that Naragastamam Unnaho. That is a very interesting one. When we say Sorgam Naragam, heaven and hell, what does that mean? Heaven and hell. We have this concept that there is up there somewhere, we go there and enjoy as long as you can, and there is another hellish planets, lower place where you get punished, and where you have to live paying for all your sinful activities. But Krishna's point is, when Krishna defines Naragam, Naragastamam Unahom, he says that if you are able to differentiate in this world between Satogunam and Tamogunam, then that is heaven and hell. That means you started realizing what is, you can see this easily, very easily to understand. Look at the weather conditions, right? When there is good sunshine and it cheers up everybody, everybody feels happy and everything, automatically it creates a thought inside that it's nice to live here. Life is nice, it's interesting, it's exciting, isn't it? You feel, and a general feeling comes to most of the people at that time. But if there is satvagunam in there, in a person, he will see this, that these are changes that is happening in this world externally, but behind this there is great danger waiting for me in the form of death very soon, which is going to happen. So able to see through satvagunam things is heaven. Because when satvagunam is there, there is knowledge present. But in tamogunam, when you see everything, it is hell. It is hell. That is what he is saying there. That if you have developed that quality to see, able to differentiate between satvagunam and rajogunam, wherever satvagunam is building up, means knowledge is building up, that is heaven. That is heaven. Wherever tamogunam is building up, and wherever the distress is coming from, that is hell. That is Krishna's definition. Naragastama unnaho bandur guri raham sakhe griham shariram manishyam gunadyo adyamuchyate. That then he says, who is bandur guru aham sakhe? Krishna says there that Uddhava, he says, you have asked the question, who is your bandhu, who is the guru, isn't it? Krishna says, nobody is related to anybody here. Nobody is anyway related to anybody. Mahabali will say this earlier, Sujanasya Dasyubhi. They have all come in the form of relatives to thief. You will never know the so-called relatives or or what whom you consider as relatives, when they will turn against and they will become the thieves and enemies. But there is only one person who will never turn against you in this creation, that is Krishna. It is only Krishna who won't turn against you. Otherwise, with all your best relationships in this world, whether it's parents, whether it's wife, whether it's husband, whether it's children, uncle, aunt, whatever it may be, you can say so many things. You can bite your teeth and live with it. But ultimately, who will turn against anybody in this world, any moment, you can never say that. Things can happen like that. That is the point Krishna is making here. From that point, Krishna is saying there that the only one person whom you can really call the bandhu is only Krishna, who will not turn against you under all circumstances. So, and the only person, bandhu and guru, whom you can trust forever, all times to come, and that is Krishna. So, now, poor person, daridra, he says here. Daridra yasta sandushta. Who is a poor person? We heard about Sudama, isn't it? We heard about Sudama. Sudama, we all say he is daridra, because he didn't have anything with him. But as far as Krishna is concerned, he is the richest person in this creation, isn't it? Daridrasto asantushta. That means yadrucha labha sandushto. A person who is satisfied under all circumstances, santushti, and one who does not have santushti, content in life, he is daridra. One who is not content in life, he is daridra. Daridra yas asandushta and kripanayak ajitendriya. So one who never satisfied is not enough. It's not enough, and whole lifetime trying to develop his life based on economic development and planning a life based on economic advancement and working hard on that basis, he is poor. Krishna says he is poor. And he, because whole life he doesn't have 1 minute where he is satisfied. And he is running around all over the world for satisfying himself. And that is the greatest poverty. Daridram. That is the greatest poverty. And Krishna said all this. In this way, Krishna said so many things like this. And finally, Krishna says to him that everything you can't define like this. He says. Krishna also says there that just because I've said all these things, you start taking that all this is correct and everything else is wrong. That means right and wrong based on this. And good and bad based on this. You don't have any authority to judge things in this world in that way, Krishna says. So, after saying all these things, Krishna says to him that daridro yasta sandushta krupano yo ajitendriya guneshu asakta dhirisho gunasango vibhareya eta uddhavade prasna sarve sadhu nirubidaha kim varnidena bahuna lakshanam gunadosha yoho gunadosha drishir dosho gunastu bhayavarchida. Now these definitions, what has been spoken here, sarve sadhu nirubidaha, sadhus, great mahatmas have spoken in this way. He says, Krishna says, mahatmas have spoken, they have reviewed this and they have given this comments on that. It is no point, he says, kim varnitena bahuna lakshanam gunadoshayoho. All what we are doing is, we are breaking up things, isn't it? This is good, this is bad. This is right, this is wrong. This is good, this is bad. In this way, that's what we are doing actually. But Vedantam is not breaking up. Philosophy in the Vedantam is not breaking up, because gunam dosham, vidhi nishedam, this is all in a particular plane. Once those who have taken particularly persons like Uddhava, who has reached that state of spiritual life, in spiritual life, Krishna is not trying to tell him to drag him back into this level. He is saying to him, particularly to Uddhava, this is required. Vidhi nishedam, guna dosham, and right and wrong, all these things are required at a certain level in spiritual life. Where it is required, that we have to discuss separately some other time. When it is required, vidhi nishedam, rules and regulations, right and wrong, and good and bad, all these kind of things, like the way it has been classified here. But they are necessary at a certain level. But a person who has gone beyond all that, that Krishna, what will be his situation? Will he be looking to all these things? That's why Krishna says to him that Uddhava asked this question, that why did you tell me all these things? Good and bad, right and wrong. And why did you put the, all these things in the Vedic literature? Why it has all come in the Vedam? It is when he asked that question, you see, one question leads into another topic of discussion. When Uddhava asked this question, why did all these come into the these classifications like this, good and bad and all that, right and wrong, and this is truth, this is false, this way, why this has come into discussions? And that is also spoken in the Vedic literature, all these things. What was the purpose of that? Uddhava asked that question. So, at that time, Krishna had to go back and start talking about Vedam again. Vedartha Nirupanam, it's called. That means reviewing the message of the Vedam. Reviewing the message of the Vedam. And that is when he says to him that, Krishna says to him, Uddhava, actually, people who are coming up with these conclusions in the Vedam, they are coming up with these conclusions not fully understanding what I have spoken. Not what I have spoken. And and instead of accepting that in the way great personalities had come and discussed Vedic literature, that is where Parambaryam comes, Parambara level. And that not knowing that and start commenting on that, that is what is leading to this situation. Because then Krishna is saying there some important points. He says that in Vedam, in really, there is Jnanakandam, Karmakandam, Upasanakandam, three kandam, three cantos you can say. Jnanakandam, Karmakandam, Upasanakandam. It's not divided like the way we talk about it. It is there throughout the Vedam, this Jnanakandam, Karmakandam, Upasanakandam. So, when you, based on that, these three khandam, three yoga process also came into existence. That's what he's saying here. Jnanam yogastrayo maya prokta nranam shreyo vidilsaya jnanam karmamcha bhaktischa no upayam anyosti kutrachit. That Vedam generally refers to these three yoga processes, which is in three cantos, Jnanakandam, Karmakandam, Upasanakandam. And it has been spoken for the benefit of the human population. But people are not willing to accept it in the way I have spoken there. What happens is, when they are studying Vedam, what will happen is, what suits to his mind, to his nature, that is what is beneficial for him. For example, you can see that when you are studying Bhagavadam, for example, or Bhagavad Gita for that matter, some people, according to their mental proclivities or mental the way of thinking, their nature in them, they will get attracted to Karma Yogam, they'll get attracted to Jnana Yoga. Some people get attracted to Bhakti Yoga. Is it not? That is common in this world. Anybody, you will see this. Some people have a natural desire for Bhakti. Some others have a natural attraction for Jnana Yoga. Some others have a natural attraction for Karma Yoga. So, in the Vedam, all the three yoga systems are spoken. But then, what happens to a person? How does he go in three different directions? Different people go in different directions. That's what Krishna is explaining here. That Krishna is saying here, that what suits his mind, that's what it suits him. That's what's beneficial for him. For example, in a particular person, one who has Karma Yoga could be beneficial for him. That means that in his mind, in his life in this world, if karmam is attractive to him, karmam is attracted by karmam, that is auspicious for him. Karma Yoga is auspicious for him. And that is what will do good for him, for he is attracted to karmam. And everything else will do damage to him. It will not help him. So that is why, if you look at that chapter, Krishna mentions there that sve sve, 26th verse in the 20th chapter, sve sve adhikare ya nishta sa guna parigirtida karmanam jati ashuddhanam anena nemakrida guna dosha vidhanena sanganam tyajane chaya. Then gunam, when we talk about gunam, you have to see it like this. That karmanam jati ashuddhanam anena nemakrita. You should not look into the Vedam and see what is good and what is bad. Instead, what is spoken in the Vedam, what is possible for you to follow, that is what you have to look at. Rather than looking at the Vedam and saying this is good and this is bad, what you have to look at the Vedam, what is possible for you to follow in the Vedam. And what you can actually bring it into your life, what will suit you, only then it will work for that person. That is how you have to look at the Vedam. You shouldn't think that Vedam says all these things, and then you pick one from that. But how do you pick from that? How to pick, that is what he is saying there. Krishna is saying that according to your nature in a person, and that nature Krishna is discussing there later, what that nature means. That is what he is saying here. Then, whatever that is spoken in the Vedam, what is that is possible for you to practice in life, and what will suit your nature, that is what will beneficial for you. So, in that way, logically, some things you want logic for everything. Yukti, logic, isn't it? And you also like philosophy, understanding, philosophical understanding. Some people want it, philosophical understanding. And then in that process, you should be able to go through that process and take advantage from that. Therefore, whatever that is spoken, if you say everything is correct, it is very difficult to say, because you are taking that thing what is suiting your nature and you are following through that. And for you to comment on other processes will be difficult, because you are not following that anyway. So, some people sometimes they'll say, somebody said like this in this book, or another book he has spoken like this, or somebody else spoken, Krishna has spoken like this in the Bhagavad Gita. People will come and say like this. And like this mentioned about Sarvadharman Parityajya verse. How badly misunderstood that verse, isn't it? You have to read Sarvadharman Parityajya's commentary. It is such a deeper understanding from that. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya, I am ready to give up everything. Mamegam Sharanam Raja, I am not ready. Then if you take quotations like this from Bhagavad Gita and start talking to others, that means you are continuously confusing people with that, isn't it? Sarvadharman Parityajya means I have given up all dharmam. That means no rules and regulations for me anymore. And if you keep saying to people, Krishna is saying like this, Sarvadharman Parityajya, I am following that. I am following Krishna. But he has not accepted the next one. Mamegam Sharanam Braja. Then what's the point in Sarvadharman Paritija? If you are not taking Mamegam Sharanam Braja with Sarvadharman Paritija, you are misleading the people, isn't it? Similarly, then what has happened? Krishna is saying, Aham Tva Sarva Bhavibhyo, isn't it? And no, Krishna is not saying, he is saying that, Mokshayishyami Mashucha. Krishna says, I will take away all your papam, sinful reactions. Aham Tvam Sarva Bhavibhyo, I will take it away. But, because you have not taken the Mamevam Sharanam Raja, you are not qualified for Mokshayishyami Mashucha. Krishna is also clever. He says, you are clever with me, I'll be clever with you. Isn't it? Sarvadharman Paritijya, you said you are following. But you don't want to follow Mamegam Sharanam Braja. In that case, Aham Tvam Sarva Bhavibhyo I will do. But Mokshayishyami Mashucha you can't have. So what happened now? Keep going. Yes. So picking up statements from Bhagavad Gita like this, without fully understanding in what circumstances, the background of the words Krishna has spoken, this is the difficulty in Bhagavad Gita. When you go through Bhagavad Gita, it is not like any other way, another literature in this world. We'll be very honest about that. Bhagavad Gita is too subtle. And those who have, if you hear from those who have studied Upanishads, studied other famous and important Vedic literature like Brahma Sutra, and when they have commented on the Bhagavad Gita, you will understand how subtle Bhagavad Gita is. How subtle Bhagavad Gita is. And then you will notice there, at that time, that whatever that Krishna has spoken in that 700 verses, it does carry the whole weight of the Upanishads there. That is why you have to follow through that link from one chapter to next chapter to the next chapter, and the reason behind what Krishna has spoken, a complete understanding is necessary to evaluate these verses. Sarvadharman Paritijya. Otherwise, so many people have come to this wrong conclusions. They have said that there is nothing much to understand because they don't understand Bhagavad Gita. What they say, only thing you have to know is this one verse, 1866. Sarvadharman Paritijya Mamegam Sharanam Braja Aham Tva Sarvabhyo. I have done that and now I am going back home back to Godhead. So if it was like that, why did Krishna waste all his time in talking about other 17, 18 chapters before that? If it was so simple, at least little bit intelligence, you can understand that. There has to have something more to it than this. Is it not? Anybody who is studying, but if you start looking at Bhagavad Gita like this, so this is a book which you can just pass through like any other novel. And I read through the whole thing. It's nothing much there. It's the same old story repeated. If you put it like that, that's state they are. Bhagavad Gita's subtlety is such that unless you go through every verse, where it is coming from, many of the Upanishad's words are in the Bhagavad Gita. From there you can understand. Kathopanishad is there, Chandogya Upanishad is there, Brahma Sutram is there. All the Upanishad verses have been brought in. Krishna has packaged it together. The knowledge in the Upanishads and Brahma Sutram and Mahabharatam, everything has come together in Bhagavad Gita, taking only the cream, the message, what Krishna has given to Arjuna there. And to think that I have just read it and understood Bhagavad Gita will be very silly thing to say. So that is why all these problems that what we have from Bhagavad Gita comes. So, and you say that, oh, taking one piece, two, three words from Bhagavad Gita and saying, this is Krishna's words, so I'm quoting that to you, you have to accept that. That is not how to follow through Bhagavad Gita. And people say this, Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam. Krishna has created this. Gunakarma Vibhagasha, they have said, that they have rejected. Isn't it? That is also very sad. Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam. Krishna has created this setup. There is no question about that. But based on Gunakarma Vibhagasha, Gunam and Karmam is also an important factor. So in this way, that they won't say. Only Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam will say. So what Krishna has said, Gunakarma Vibhagasha, they won't say. In this way, according to our own weaknesses, when we are commenting on Vedam, Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge is commented and propagated in this way. So what happens to us is, we do not look at things about not knowing one's own position in the society. So, and that is where things go wrong. And therefore, it is so important to know where we stand in our life, And that is when Krishna says to us that if you have, after, this is talking about people who are very thoughtful, who think about things, if you have cultivated or developed proper understanding of life, and after observing the life in this world, have come to realize and developed a high degree of renunciation inside, that will facilitate an environment favorable for cultivating spiritual knowledge. Vairagyam is a very powerful weapon which will stimulate spiritual knowledge in a person. That's the way it is. And that is why Krishna is saying here that Yogastrayo maya prokta nrinam shreyo vidhilsayaha jnanam karma jamaktischa nobayo anyosti kutrachil nirvinnanam jnana yogo nirvinnanam jnana yogo jnasinamiha karmasu. That nirvinnatum vairagyam has come to a person, and that vairagyam has to come in a natural way in a person. Only that person, for him, jnana yogam will work. Krishna says, nirvinnanam jnana yogo jnasinamiha karmasu jnasinamiha karmasu. And another person is finding it difficult to give up karma. He is so attached to the karma, what he is doing. And he is so attracted by that he couldn't refrain from karma. Karma is because the jnani and karma yogi has a big difference there. Jnani has seen all this, he has realized it, what it's worth. Whereas the person who attracted, because if there is a strong karma vasana inside, that vasana will dictate from inside that to engage in karma, that you can't do anything about it. It is just a vasana inside. Forcefully, so many places Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? If you look at the fourth chapter, there it says so many statements there. So, so in such a situation, Krishna says, and he is also attached to sense objects, wants to live here in a comfortable way, attached to both. Good work, good money, good comfortable lifestyle in this world. For him, Krishna is saying, Teshu anirvinna chittanam karma yogastu kaminam. For him, the right process is karma yogam. Karma yogam is the right process for him, not jnana yogam. If he is somebody who is so attached to working, earning well, living comfortable in this world, he is in one level he is. He has to start with karma yogam. Karma yogam will help him to advance in spiritual life. And then there are people who are neither this nor that. Majority. Majority is like that. Neither this nor that. They haven't reached that stage. Many people, if you observe them, you will see this. They have not developed that detachment, vairagyam in them, to be qualified for jnana yoga. On the other hand, you couldn't say they are totally materialistic either. This is the majority, isn't it? They are not totally materialistic that to be a karma yogi either. They will do some work in this world, just to live in this world. Beyond that, they are not attached to the work. But they like to have some comforts in this life. For them, bhakti yoga. So, these three yoga processes, jnana yogam, karma yogam, jnana yogam and bhakti yogam, is based on the qualification of the person who is following, not based on the shastram. It's a person where he is at. It's on that level that he follows that particular process. So that is why Jnana Yogam and Karma Yogam Krishna has spoken in one verse, but Bhakti Yogam Krishna has taken a little more explanation to that. Why? Majority will fall into that category. Which one? Bhakti Yogam. Majority of the people in this world will follow into that category. That is why it is said like that. Yadarchayamal kathadav jadashraddhastu yapaman na nirvinno na disakto bhakti yogosya siddhidaham. That is where bhakti comes. Then, yadarchayamal kathadav jadashraddhastu yapaman na nirvinno na disakto bhakti yogosya siddhidaham. That person who has na nirvinno, he is not, he likes some comforts in this world. He is not fully ready to give up everything. Na atisakto, not that he is so attached to everything. He wants just an average, wants to get through this life without too much of a struggle. Isn't it? Majority of the people are in that category. So na nirvinno na atisakto, that kind of people. They, if they get to hear about Krishna, yadurchaya mal kadado jadashraddhastu yappuman, if we get to hear about Krishna from Bhagavadam or from Bhagavad Gita, and if he somehow develops some shraddha in that, jadashraddhastu yappuman, if that person develops some shraddha inside, he will be the successful candidate for Bhakti Yoga. He will be the successful candidate for Bhakti Yoga. That is what he is saying. Krishna is saying, yadurchaya mal kadadav jadashraddhastu yappuman na nirvinno nadi sakto bhakti yogosya siddhidaham. Bhakti yogosya siddhidaham. So after saying that, he says there that bhakti yogam will suit him. You can see here that when Krishna is saying that, he is actually taking into account for ordinary people like us. Ordinary people like us. Taking into account all our weaknesses and all our shortcomings in us. We have a lot of shortcomings. We have a lot of weaknesses in us. And it is key taking that into account, this Bhakti Yogam process has been spoken. Bhakti Yogam process has been spoken. That is what it is important to understand here. Generally in the Bhagavad Gita, there is no Bhakti Yogam spoken as such. What is spoken is Jnana Margam and Karma Margam. Isn't it? If you look in the beginning, you will see that. Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam, Karma Yogena Yoginam. But at the end, in the 12th chapter, why is like that? Because Bhakti is required for every yoga process. Whether it is Jnanam or Karmam, Bhakti is necessary. And that's where one has to start. Without Bhakti, your Jnana Yogam will also won't work. Karma Yogam also won't work. Bhakti is an integral part of, that is why it's not spoken separately. Even when, 12th chapter in the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna is talking about Bhakti Yogam, that Bhakti Yogam, if you read, it is all talking about the Parabhakti state. Not the ordinary sadhana bhakti level, what we generally talk about. So, in this you can see Krishna's kindness, mercy towards the society, human population. He says, Taval karmani kurvidam na nirvidyeda yavada malkada shravanada huva shraddhaya avanna jayade. That person, one who is not so attracted to karma, one who has not developed a sufficient vairagyam in life, malkada shravanada huva shraddhaya avanna jayade. You see, he hears about me. When Krishna says hearing about me, means all shastram is centered about Krishna, isn't it? So, such a person will get the Anjapumso Avidusham Vidhi Bhagavadan Hidan. In the second chapter, Krishna mentions here. So, Ekadasha Skandam, you can see from this that this canto is particularly addressed for our benefit, people like us, isn't it? And Krishna particularly spoken there. Nanurvinaha nadisaktaha. That general class of people, when we talk about general class of people, They have not come to that state of renunciation. Vairagyam has not come to them. To that state what Krishna is talking about. And at the same time, you couldn't say that they are so attached to material enjoyment. General class of people, isn't it? They're not so attached to material enjoyment. At the same time, they are not so renounced from the material life. Not so renounced. Do you remember when we discussed Bhagavatam earlier? Some people are addressed as Mahabhagavata. Paramabhagavata. Mahabhagavata. We are all Bhagavatas. We are all hearing Bhagavatam, isn't it? We are all Bhagavatas. But what is the difference between Mahabhagavatam and Bhagavatam? Bhagavata. Some places, Shobhramashi calls Parikshit as Mahabhagavata. Jadabharata is called as Mahabhagavata. Isn't it? So some people are addressed, Ambarish is called as Mahabhagavata. What is the difference? The same thing. Mahabhagavata means he would sit and listen to Bhagavatam without having food, drink, like Parikshit is Mahabhagavatam, isn't it? Whereas if we don't get our prasadam on time, or bodily comforts, what we have used to, if we don't, therefore we are not Mahabhagavatam, we are Bhagavatas. There's a marked difference there. Mahabhagavatas are Parikshit, Jadabharata, Ambarish, and personalities like that, Vritrasura, and so many others like that. They are Mahabhagavatas. They are called specifically addressed as Mahabhagavatam in the Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, they are called as Mahabhagavatam. Why? Because that state of renunciation has come to them. Whereas we are ordinary people who like our prasadam on time, sleeping on time, comforts at home, all these things. So therefore we are Bhagavatam. So the same thing here, those who are qualified for Bhakti Yogam, that is Krishna is saying here, that Malkadha Shravanau Shravanadova Shraddhaya Avanna Jayate Shraddhaya Avanna Jayate. That we are, most of us are caught up in this world due to prarabdham, a certain degree of sense gratification has become a part of the life. That's also a prarabdham. Even the sense gratification is a prarabdham, because according to the prarabdham only you will get your sense gratification. Is it not? So, it is in this state we are living in this world. Prarabdham is there, vasanas are there, and sense gratification is also going on in life. You have to look at it from the way Krishna is coming from. Krishna is coming from referring to people like Sukadeva Goswami, Srinarada Maharshi and others, who are on a very, very higher level, is it not? Compared to them, ordinary people are in this level. Which one? They require their, they have got their prarabdham to go through in this life. They have got a human body, material body. And due to this prarabdham, family has come together and collectively trying to enjoy life in this world. And in that process, they are also experiencing happiness and distress constantly. Is it not? So, under the grip of the prarabdham, they are experiencing their sense gratification in this world. That is the truth. Isn't it? While this is going on, by some reason, that they happen to hear about Krishna and they happen to hear about Bhagavatam. So, and in that process, what happened? When they heard Srimad Bhagavatam first time, somehow or the other they got attracted to it. Something in the Bhagavatam caught their attention. And then afterwards they changed their life and decided to go in the process of path of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this can happen anytime, anywhere, to anybody. But normally you will see this happening in a way like this. You may have seen that sometimes before we take into spiritual life seriously, at some point in time, something happened at some time in life that it directed our attention towards Bhagavatam. That is why we are able to sit in front of Bhagavatam today like this and talk about Srimad Bhagavatam, isn't it? So, there are many instances. Sometimes people have gone to the temple to attend marriages. They went there for the marriage. So naturally they came with the bride's party or bridegroom's party. They went for the marriage. And when he went there, he didn't have any other plan in his head. But it so happened when he was in the temple, somewhere he heard somebody talking from Srimad Bhagavatam. He got attracted, he sat there and listened to it. While listening to Bhagavatam, it came to his mind, I have come to attend the marriage here, haven't I? And marriage is over, the feast is over, they are all going back. He felt, this Bhagavatam seems to be somewhat interesting to hear. There are certain interesting things in the Bhagavatam. Something inside him prompted from within to hear Bhagavatam. And if after hearing Bhagavatam first time, he started thinking that it is interesting to listen to Bhagavatam, so he changes his mind. He told the party with which he had come for the marriage, he told them, you can go back. I'm going to stay here to listen to Bhagavatam for some more time. This has happened to many people. That is how people get introduced to Bhagavatam sometimes. They have come with one purpose, but something happened, and in a right association, somebody heard Bhagavatam and he wanted to hear from that further. So, and then he inquires about that. How long is this Bhagavatam? First time. There are many people who have not heard about Bhagavatam in this world. When he inquired, they said to him that it will last for a few days, 6 days or 7 days, whatever it is. So he decided to hear Srimad Bhagavatam in that way. So that is what Krishna is saying here. That that Nirvirnam Nirvirnanam Jnana Yogo Nyasinam Iha Karmasu Tesha Nirvirna Chittanam And referring to that, Krishna is saying in the 27th verse, what is he saying? Jada Shraddho Malkathasu Nirvirna Sarva Karmasu Vedam Dukhal Magan Kaman Parityage Pyanishwaraham. That that Nirvirna Sarva Karmasu Veda Dukhal Magan Kaman Parityage Pyanishwaraham. In the beginning, before he heard Srimad Bhagavatam, he was finding it difficult to give up certain things in life. But somehow or the other, after the 7 days, he heard Bhagavatam. He sat there and started thinking about it, what he heard from the Bhagavatam. He looked at it like this. I left home and came here for the marriage. When I left home, I told my family members that I will be back after the marriage. It was that promise I came here. But I got somehow interested in the Bhagavatam. And after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam for a few days, there was a change of thought. And he thought that nothing has happened by me staying here. What has happened at home? Nothing has happened. And so the Shraddha that has happened to him in his life by accident, it was accidental, isn't it? That means he got an opportunity to associate with some devotees who were discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, and somehow or the other he got attracted by that. And what happened? That he that in the household life he was going through a hard time, lot of problems at home, illnesses and other problems, what comes in the household life, all those things were there. He realized that for a few days I didn't experience any of those problems when I was listening to Bhagavatam. So he says there that the distresses that has come in life and which we are all experiencing one way or the other, isn't it? Everyone lives in this world with a lot of distress, but we put a veneer on top of that, smile and then wander around in this world. But the fact is completely different. So, Krishna is saying here, Tato bhajedamam prida shraddhalu drida nishaya jushamanascha dan kaman dukho darkamsha garhayan. Then, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, what has happened to him? What happened to him? That Bhagavatam started making him think in a different directions. He started thinking that this material happiness or sense gratification, what I have from this life in this world, including my family life or all my other social activities, it's all limited, isn't it? He started thinking like that. What is it helping me anyway? Jushamanamsha, what should I do? The only thing I have to do is this, that instead of gratifying my senses all the time, why shouldn't I switch on to hearing about Krishna? These thoughts will come to him. And when he start hearing about Krishna, singing about Krishna, and associating with Krishna in this way, at the same time, he is limited also. Still that family is not able to completely come out of that situation. And he is able to accept it that this is what Krishna has given to me, I will accept it in that way. And in that way he decided to change his way of life. This is how Bhagavatam changes a person's life. You remember in Brahmastuti, Brahma said this to, Lord Brahma says this, Tatenugambam susameekshamano bunjana eva atmakratam vibhagam hrudva vabubhuru vidadham namaste jivedayo muktipadesa dayabhat. A householder is supposed to accept that understanding in life. So famous words in the Brahmastuti. Brahma says this to, Brahma is saying this, that one person, proper devotee, how he should live in this world. Tate anugambam susameekshamanam. That it is by Krishna's grace all this is happening in my life, whatever that is happening. I don't want to judge it whether it's good or bad. Krishna has made it happen like this. It is Krishna's decision. In reality it is, but we don't actually recognize it. We think we are the controllers of our own destiny or fate or whatever it's called. Tate anugambam susameekshamanam. And in that process what will happen? Bunjanam eva atmakratam vibhagam. Due to my prarabdham, what I have created in several lifetimes, it's maturing now. And it is manifesting in my life in different forms. So, able to look at it in that way and tolerating it and accepting it without complaint about that. That's what Brahma is saying there. Tatenu kambam susamikshamano bunjanameva alpagradam vibhagam hrid vak vabubhir vidhanan namaste. Everything that comes to him, it is problem for the mind, problem for the body, and problem for the intelligence. In every level it's creating problems. But I will accept them as hrid vak vabubhir vidhanan namaste. With all, utilizing all these different tools, body, mind, intelligence, ego and everything. Jivedayo muktivadesa dayabhag. I will live in this world with all these things together, belong with the gross body, mind, intelligence and everything. Accept all the miseries that's coming in this way, pattern to me. And if I live in that way, I feel, Brahma says, Jivedayo muktivadesa dayabhag. I become entitled for, after death, to going get the liberation from Krishna. Muktipadesa dhayava. Muktipadam, I am entitled for that. So it is nothing but explaining the situation of a devotee in this world. And that it is in that state that Krishna is saying all these things. So when we talk about a devotee, you got to understand what that devotee, where it is coming from. When Krishna is saying about a devotee, this is the devotee he is talking about, who lives in this way. Tatenu kambam susamikshamano bunjaname vatmakritam vibhagam hrud vag vabhubhir vidhatan namaste jivedayo muktipadesa dhayabhag. In that situation, that is the same thing Krishna is repeating here to Uddhava also. Tato bhajena mam prida shraddhalu drida nishaya yushamanascha tan kaman dukho darkam shagarhayan. Whatever miseries are coming in life, he is not complaining about that, no moaning about it all the time. The Kodar Kamsha Garhayan, he is not condemning and completely writing it off. It is coming, yes, but I am accepting that. It is my karma, what I have done in the previous life or this life, whatever that has been done, it's come as the prarabdham through somebody else to me in this way, through other person or other, whichever way it is coming. So, that person, a person who lives in the Bhakti Yogam in that way, he is saying here, Krishna is saying there, Proktena Bhakti Yogena Bhajado Masa Kranmune Kamahridaya Nashyandi Sarve Maihridistide. Krishna is saying here, he will, that person, due to my mercy, Krishna's mercy, he says, that he will, in course of time, things which he was finding it very difficult to give up before, when he started the Bhakti Yoga, he was finding it difficult due to his attachment to the family, home, comforts and all other things. All those things, gradually he will be able to come out of that, because he is practicing Bhakti Yoga in the way Krishna has spoken. In the way Krishna has spoken. And he will change himself and will become a great devotee, Krishna is saying here. So, you can see from this that Bhakti Yoga recognizes all our weaknesses. All our weaknesses, isn't it? And even while recognizing our weaknesses and our unfortunate situation, even in that situation, one can still develop by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And through the Bhagavata process, Bhagavata Katha Shravanam, how one will elevate himself. And that Krishna has spoken explicitly in this chapter. So from this you can understand that for ordinary people, this is the only process that can be, that can work. And that, what Bhakti Yogam has got, neither Jnana Yogam or Karma Yogam cannot offer. What Bhakti Yogam can offer. That's what Krishna is saying there. And so what has Krishna done here in this chapter? Jnana Kandam, Karma Kandam and Upasana Kandam, which is Bhakti Kandam. A general summary of that, on the principles on which they exist in the Vedam, Krishna has given that to Uddhava here in this chapter. A very, very summary, the purpose behind that, who is qualified for which yoga process and what will work for whom. All these things has been covered in those two chapters. Now, we will read the one or two chapters and then we will stop today.
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्री भगवान वाजा य एदान मल्पदो हित्वा भक्ति ज्ञान क्रियाल्पगान शुद्रान गामां स्थले प्राणे जुषंद संसरंदिदे स्वे स्वे अधिकारी या निष्ठा सगुण परिकीर्तिदा विपर्ययस्तु दोषस्याल उभयोलेश निश्चय शुद्ध्या शुद्धि विधीयेदा समानेषु विवस्तुषु द्रव्यस्य विचिकित्सार्थं गुणदोषौ शुभाशुभौ धर्मार्थं व्यवहारार्थं यात्रार्थमिति जानक दर्शितोऽयं मयाचारो धर्ममुद्दुहदां धुरं ഭൂമി അംബ അഗ്നി അനില ആകാശ ഭൂതാനാം മഞ്ജദാഥവ അബ്രഹ്മസ്ഥാവരാദീനാം ശാരീരമാൽപസംയുത വേദേന നാമ രൂപാണി വിഷമാണി സമേഷ്വപി ദാദോഷോദ്ധവ കൽപ്യന്തേ ഏതാം സ്വാർത്ഥസിദ്ധയേ ദേശകാലാദിഭാവാനം വസ്തുനാം മമ സത്തമ ഗുണദോഷോ വിധീയേത നിയമാർത്ഥം ഹി കർമ്മണാം അകൃഷ്ണസാരോ ദേശാനാം അബ്രഹ്മണ്യോ അശുചിർഭവേത് കൃഷ്ണസാരേപ്യ സൗവീര്യം കീകടാ സംസ്കൃതേരിനം കർമ്മണ്യോ ഗുണവാൻ കാലോ ദ്രവ്യതസ്വതമേവ യഥോ നിവർത്തതി കർമ്മ സദോഷാ കർമ്മകസ്മൃത ദ്രവ്യസ്യ ശുദ്ധശുദ്ധി ദ്രവ്യേണ വചനേന ച സംസ്കാരേണാദകാലേന മഹത്വാൽപതയാഥവ ശക്ത്യാ ശക്ത്യാഥവാ ബുദ്ധ്യാ സമൃദ്ധ്യാ ചെയ്താത്മനെ കഥം കുറുവന്തി യഥാ ദേശാവസ്ഥാനുസാരത ധാന്യദാർവസ്തി തന്തൂനാം രസതേജസ ചർമ്മണാം കാല്യവായഗ്നിമത്വയേ പാർത്ഥിവാനാം യുതായുധൈ അമേദ്യലിത്വം യദ്യേന ഗന്ധം ലേമം വിബോഹതി ഭജതേ പ്രകൃതിം തസ്യ തച്ഛോജം ദാവതിഷ്യതേ സ്നാനദാന തപോവസ്ഥ വീര്യസംസ്കാര കർമ്മഭി മത്സ്മൃത്യാജാത്മന ശൗചം ശുദ്ധകർമാചരയിൽ ദ്വിജ മന്ത്രസ്യ പരിജ്ഞാനം മർമ്മശുദ്ധി മദർപ്പണം ധർമ്മസംബദ്ധി ഈഷഡ്ഭി അധർമ്മസ്തു വിപര്യയ കുജൽ ഗുണോഭി ദോഷസ്യാൽ ദോഷോ അഭിവിധിനാ ഗുണ ഗുണദോഷാർത്ഥ നിയമസ്ഥൽ ദാമേവ തദ്വിഭാവമേവ ഭാദതേ സമാന കർമാചരണം പതിദാനം നമാതകം ഉൽപ്പത്തിയോ ഗുണസംഘോ നശയാന പദത്യഥ യഥോ യഥോ നിവർത്തേത വിമുച്യേത തതസ്തത ഏഷ ധർമ്മോ നാം ക്ഷേമ ശോകമോഹഭയാവഹ വിഷയേഷു നാധ്യാസാൽ പുംസാംഗസ്തോ ഭവേ സംഗാത്തേൽക്കാമ കാമാദേവ കലിർമൃണാം കലയർദുർവിഷകക്രോധം സമസ്തമനുവർത്തതെ നമസാഗ്രസ്യദേവംസ്ചേതനാവ്യാപിനീദ്രുതം തയാ വിരഹത സാധോ ജന്തുഷൂന്യായകൽപ്പതേ തദോസ്യ സ്വാർത്ഥവിഭ്രംശോ മൂർച്ഛിതസ്യ സ്മൃതസ്യ ച വിഷയാഭിനിവേശേന അൽപാനം വേദനാപരം വൃക്ഷജീവികയാ ജീവൻ വ്യർത്ഥം വസ്ത്രേവയശ്വസൻ ഫലശ്രുതിരിയം നൃണം അശ്രയോരോചനം പരം ശ്രയോ വിവക്ഷയാ പ്രോക്തം യഥാഭൈഷജ്യരോചനം ഉൽപ്പത്തേവി കാമേഷു പ്രാണേഷോ സുജനേഷു ച ആസക്തമന സോമർത്യ ആത്മനോ അനർത്ഥഹേതുഷു നദാന വിദുഷസ്വാർത്ഥം ബ്രാഹ്മ്യതോ വിജനാധ്വനി കഥം വ്യഞ്ജ്യാൽപനസ്തേഷു താംസ്തമോ വിശദോ ബുധ ഏവം വ്യസനം കേജിൽ അവിജ്ഞായക ബുദ്ധയ ഫലശ്രുതിം കുസമിതം നവേദജ്ഞോ വദന്തി കാമിനക്രമണാലുബ്ധ പുഷ്പേഷു ഫലബുദ്ധയ അഗ്നിബുദ്ധാധൂമദാന്നാം സ്വം ലോകം ന വിദന്തിതേ ತದೇ ಮಾಮಂಗಜಾನಂದಿ ಹೃತ್ ಸಂಯೈದಂ ಯದ ಉಕ್ತಸ್ಯಸ್ತ್ರಾಯಸದೃಭೋ ಯಥಾ ನೀಹಾರಗಕ್ಷುಷಃ ತೇಮೇ ಮದಮವಿಜ್ಞಾಯ ಪರೋಕ್ಷಂ ಶಯಾತ್ಮಗ ಹಿಂಸಾಯಾಂ ವ್ಯತಿರಾಗಸ್ಯ ಯಜ್ಞೇಯೇವ ನ ಚೋದನ ಹಿಂಸಾ ವಿಹಾರ ಆಲಬ್ಧೆ ಪಶುಭೀಸುಗೇಚ್ಛಯ ಯಜಂದೇ ದೇವತಾ ಯಜ್ಞೇ ಪಿತೃಭೂತಮದೀನ್ ಖಲ ಸ್ವಪ್ನೋಪಮಮಂ ಲೋಕಂ ಅಸಂದಂ ಶರಣಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಆಶಿಷೋಹೃತಿ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ್ಯಂ ತಜಂದಿರ್ಥಾನ್ಯಥಾಮಣಿ ರಜಸತ್ತಮೋ ನಿಷ್ಠಾ ರಜಸತ್ತಮೋ ಜುಷ ಉಪಾಸತಮಿಂದ್ರಮುಖ್ಯಾನ್ ದೇವಾದೀನ ತಥೈವಮಾಂ ಇಷ್ಟೇಹ ದೇವತಾಯಜ್ಞೇರ್ಗತ್ವಾರಂ ಸ್ಯಾಮಹ ಯದಿವಿ ದಸ್ಯಾಂದಮಹ ಭೂಯಾಸ್ಮ ಮಹಾಶಾಲಾ ಮಹಾಕುಲ ಏವಂ ಪುಷ್ಪದಯಾವಾಜ ವ್ಯಾಕ್ಷಿಪ್ತಮನಸಾಂದ್ರಣಾಂ ಅನಿನಾಂಚಾದಿಸ್ತಬ್ಧಾನಾಂ ಮಧುವಾರ್ತಾಭಿ ನರೋಚ್ಯತೆ ವೇದಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಷಯಂ ತ್ರಿಗಾನ್ ವಿಷಯಾಮಿ ಮೇ ಪರೋಕ್ಷವಾದಾ ವಿಷಯಂ ಪರೋಕ್ಷಂ ಮಮ ಜಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಶಬ್ದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸದುರ್ಬೋಧಂ ಪ್ರಾಣೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಮನೋಮಯಂ ಅನಂತವಾರಂ ಗಂಭೀರಂ ದುರ್ವಿಗಾಹ್ಯಂ ಸಮುದ್ರವದ್ ಮಯೋಪಬ್ರಹ್ಮಿದಂ ಧೂಮ್ನ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನಾನಂದ ಶಕ್ತಿನ ಭೂತೇಶು ಘೋಷರೂಪೇಣ ವಿಶೇಷೂರ್ಣೇವ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಯತೆ ಯಥೋರ್ಣನಾಭಿಹೃದಯ ಊರ್ಣಮುದ್ವಮದೇ ಮುಖಾಲ್ ಆಕಾಶಾಲ್ ಘೋಷವಾನ್ ಪ್ರಾಣೋ ಮನಸಾ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶರೂಪಿಣ ಛಂದೋಮಯಂ ಅಮೃತಮಯಂ ಸಹಸ್ರಪದವೀಂ ಪ್ರಭು ಓಂಕಾರಾಲ್ ಮಿಜಿತ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶಂ ಸ್ವರೋಷ್ಮಾಂದಸ್ತಭೂಷಿತಾಂ ವಿಚಿತ್ರ ಭಾಷಾವಿಧಾಂ ಛಂದೋಭಿಶ್ಚದುರುತ್ತರೆ ಅನಂತವಾರಾಮೃಹದಿಂ ಸಜತ್ಯಾಕ್ಷಿಪದೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿಷ್ಣ್ಯನುಷ್ಟುಪ್ಚ ಬೃಹದೀಪಂಕ್ತಿರೇವ ಜ ತ್ರಷ್ಟುಪ್ ಜಗತ್ಯದಿ ಛಂದೋ ಅತ್ಯಷ್ಟ್ಯದಿ ಜಗದ್ವಿರಾನ್ ಕಂ ವಿಧತ್ತ ಇಮಾಜಷ್ಟೈ ಇಮಾನಿಧಿ ವಿಕಲ್ಪಯೇ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಹೃದಯಂ ಲೋಕೇನ ಅನ್ಯೋ ಮದ್ವೇದ ಕಶ್ಚನ ಮಾಂ ವಿಧತ್ತೆ ಅಭಿಧತ್ತೆ ಮಾಂ ವಿಕಲ್ಪ್ಯ ಆಬೋಹ್ಯದೇ ತ್ವಹಂ ಏದಾವಾನ್ ಸರ್ವವೇದಾರ್ಥಂ ಶಬ್ದಮಾಸ್ತೆ ಮಾಂಭಿಧಂ ಮಾಯಾ ಮಾತ್ರಮನುಧ್ಯಾನ್ಯೇ ಪ್ರತಿಷಿಧ್ಯ ಪ್ರಸೀದತಿ ಇದು ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತೇ ಮಹಾಪುರಾಣೇ ಪರಮಹಂಸಾಂ ಸಂಹಿತಾಯಾಂ ಏಕಾದಶ ಸ್ಕಂದೇ ಏಕವಿಂಶತಿ ತಮೋ ಅಧ್ಯಾಯ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ. ಸೊ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ಟುಡೇ ಹಿಯರ್, ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ಟುಮಾರೋ. ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಟು ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ.